Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Corruption County, Arizona, and time to start your week and year off right with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patrons. Our motivated Monday Life Studio audience has rang in the new year with lots of great cheer, and now they're ready to kick off 2022 and commit like never before. It's Rejuvenation January, and remember, once you commit, everything changes. Pick a lane. Don't be a COVID slave. Stand up, show up, speak up, fight for your freedom, collaborate. Become a super spreader of courage and freedom. Put on your common sense caps. We the people, grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action. BLC, today's topics on episode 279, rebranding, rebirth to rejuvenate. Take action business tips, outsourcing for business growth, success mindset, financial freedom resources. Save America with the truth. January 6th, the documentary Capital Punishment, Time for the Facts, with special guests, the MG Show host, Jeff and Shady, Nick Searcy, and Chris Burgard. All of this is delivered by our partners at the Everything Home, socially conscious, firm, network, and marketplace. They are good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup is loaded with movers, shakers, and two filmmakers. Jairus Tucker, a business, marketing, a branding, and advertising expert, branding, rebirth to reposition and rejuvenate. Jeremy Torisk, business coaching, accelerating results by providing world-class coaching from real-world experience. What a novel concept. Sophie Zollman, a social media and online business manager, outsource everything possible to scale and make more money, honey. Preston Weeks, Formula EQ, personal transformation power, you know, transformational power mixed with, but that's in a good way. As opposed to like a swimmer, you know, like a swimmer. Oh, transformational power mixed with scientific information to create a success mindset. Chris Miles, cash flow expert, real financial freedom resources, tips, and investments. Get your money working for you. And sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox are four special guests at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Host of the MG Show, you know, Matrix Groove. Jeff and Shady, the dynamic duo who are shining light on truth with research, facts, evidence, oh my goodness, and proof to destroy the false narrative and propaganda in every category you hear about daily. The truth is learned, never told. So tune in and get straight on all the lies. And at 1:30, Nick Searcy and Chris Burgard, the award-winning actor and filmmaker who are delivering the truth about what really happened on January 6th. You know, the fake insurrection. The documentary is Capital Punishment. Everyone needs to watch it. It's only $8.99, so you can get your friends. Everyone can kick in like a buck, you know what I mean? Only $8.89 with the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, and 10% of all of the, 10% of the total purchase price will be donated to help the political prisoners who are suffering inhumane conditions in jail and complete disregard for their God-given human and legal rights. If you go to hisglory.tv, hisglory.tv, that was Pastor Dave Scarlett. He was on episode 276. He's one of the producers. We partnered with them, so go check that out and go buy the movie. It's get the truth and help out the prisoners. We're not making any money off that. The money is going to be going directly to the prisoners. So be sure to stick around for this, the entire show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their very own shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Breaking news. Number one, the FDA just approved Pfizer's COVID booster for the non-vaccine bioweapon for children ages 12 to 15. This was this morning. These evil diamonds, demons, you know, like the devil, like a Satan. These evil demons want your kids disabled, infertile, and dead. Don't believe me? Just listen to COVID Karen Kingston, the queen of slides and vaccine vixen on episode 278. She kind of lays it all out for you. It's in the patent, people. Yeah, it's in the patent. Don't believe me? Next slide. Number two, life insurance companies are reporting massive amounts of death in the second and third quarters of 2021. One America out of Indiana, the company's worth about $100 billion, kind of big one, $100 billion, said their death claims of people ages 18 to 64 were up 40% in those two quarters. So to put that in perspective, a massive catastrophic event, which happens about once every 200 years, would only have increased it by 10%, two quarters, 40%. Do the math. Listen to episode 278 and get the facts. It's January 3rd, day 659, 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
And by the way, it's day 346 of the Joe Biden Nazi regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying our country. Oh, and Biden is the largest sex trafficker and human trafficker and sex slaves on the planet, people. Cue the music. We were doing so good, guys. We were doing so good. Oh, all right. Guess. There we go. Okay. Let's get back on track. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Pro Network. Today's topics on episode 279, branding, rebirth to rejuvenate, take action, business tips, outsourcing for business growth, success mindset, financial freedom resources, Save America with the Truth, January 6th, the documentary Capital Punishment, Time for the Facts, with special guests, the MG show host, Jeff and Shady, Nick Searcy, and Chris Burgard. Let's do this, people.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, look at that, 12:08. We're only off a minute. I'm getting good with the time. Who knew? All right, let's do this. First up is Mr. Jarris Tucker. We haven't talked to Jarris in a while and what he's been up to. He's the founder of Real One-on-One Consulting, Business, Marketing, Branding, and Advertising. It's time for Branding Rebirth to reposition and rejuvenate. Audience, big round of applause for Jarris. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you today? Oh, it'd be good if I took you off mute. Okay, let's try that again. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you today?
Happy New Year, Michelle. I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I'm fired up. I'm in fuego. You know, it's time to pick a lane. It's time to commit because once you commit, everything changes. So let's do this. Let's do it together. Jarris, what are we going to talk about today? We got to rebrand. We got a new image.
Yes, ma'am.
2022,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Today, we're going to talk about seven tips on branding your company to rejuvenate your business, products, or service. Now, seven tips. Here's tip number one. The first thing I would suggest is take a look at your mission statement, your vision, know your values. What was important to you when you first started? Go back and focus on that. Tip number two, come up with a strategy based on what worked for you in the past. Tip number three would be to know your audience. You have to know the market. Who is most likely to buy from you? Tip number four is ask questions to your team, close family members, and friends. Get constructive criticism. Tip number five, study the data. Know the analytics. What are the facts? Once again, you have to know what has worked for you in the past, what has not worked for you. Be truthful with yourself. Tip number six, come up with personalized hashtags. You can use hashtags for the market that you're already in. I suggest come up with a hashtag based on whatever market you're in that's going to best suit you. And tip number seven, the final tip, Michelle, just like you said, stand up, show up. You cannot be afraid to put yourself out there through networking. Those are my seven tips, my friend.
It was brilliant, and you did it so eloquently. I got it all. I'm writing it down, writing it down. I encourage everybody to listen to that a couple times. You know, until you got it down pat, until you're making the big moolah, then just revisit this. This is a great way to kick off the year. This is an incredible episode. Everyone that's listening, so share this with your friends, your family. And what is your special hashtag that you love to use, Jarris? That is your brand.
Thank you. That's a good question. I have the best hashtag on LinkedIn and the internet, and it is simply Thinkers at Work.
And then you stick this in everything. Again, for those of you who are not familiar with Jarris Tucker, he's been on the show pretty much almost every single month, and we started going live over a year ago. He uses this in all the social media. So explain real quick to people. When they search a hashtag, like they just put hashtag into the like search engine, like you know, Google, and they it pulls up, and then you're automatically attached to that, your posts, your websites, things like that. You explain that real quick.
Yes, to me, hashtags are just a place where files and your content is stored on the computer. So if anybody has any questions about anything that I do, you know, I do so much that I just say, look, type in this hashtag. Every content, every show, every podcast, anything that I've done that I have personally put the hashtag in, all of my work, is going to show up on the internet. That way it's simple and easier for people to figure out, okay, what is Jarris about? What does he do? You don't even have to ask any questions. You can type in my hashtag, and everything that I've ever been a part of is going to be on the internet, and that is the beauty of hashtags. It's just like a file on the internet where you can store your content.
Storage and tracking, right? It's organizing. And then you know what you can do? Jarris, I caught him in a post a couple months ago. He had a shirt. It said it on there. It said it's Thinkers at Work shirt. So then that way you're digging a picture. It's in the post. It's in your videos. So I encourage you to do something along those lines. And we got a few more minutes here. So what have you done since we're January 3rd, we're 3 days into the new year. What is something that you did differently so far this year that you didn't do before? Because I know you're always innovating things.
That's a good question. Like I said, I had to look at what was working for me. What was working was videos, but I wasn't creating them in the sense of how I was doing in the past. In the past, I would just put the camera towards me, you know, say what I had to say. Still creating videos because that works. What I'm doing now is I'm kind of more into acting now. So instead of me just holding the camera speaking, I have somebody else recording me acting out a scene or me talking to the public or me just doing what I do. Now it's recorded in special ways. Maybe I'm in grocery stores. Now I may be in my office. I'm in different places that are interesting with these fun type of backgrounds. I'm adding music to it. I'm adding words, using closed captioning, taking, like I said, what I know that I'm good at and just experimenting with something else. That is what I've been doing so far, and it's been working.
Well, and I think that is a great creative point for people, and it also kind of says, hey, listen, go outside the box. It's okay. Go outside of your personality. Go outside of your comfort zone because you got to, you know, like you grab people's attention, right? You want to show your true personality. You know, sometimes people are just, they try to be so proper. You know what I mean? Like you've got the ladies that are clutching their pearls. You've got the guys wearing that necktie so tight because it's so businessy. I don't necessarily want to work with those people. I want to work with people that are cool. We've talked about this before. We want to work with people that are like-minded. We want to work with people that you enjoy being around as opposed to somebody who's stuffy. And this way you can kind of express yourself through the video, right? Make it more interesting because the world we're living in is kind of chaotic. It's a little crazy, right? So if you don't throw in some fun, then kind of what's the point? You'll lose your mind. You got to throw in the humor. So I think that's a great idea. So it's, I think I'm going to join you. I think I'm going to start hitting the video deal. I mean, I'm going on shows, but I think I'm going to implement it into this show once I figure out the technical way. And then, of course, do intervention videos and things like that. So, yes, you have inspired me, Jarris Tucker. Thank you. Give your website, and then we got to go.
Tell everybody. What I'm doing now, Michelle, I got the link tree up, but I'm promoting this Text Me Now number. Way, if anybody wants to reach me, that's the easiest way. The Text Me Now number is 434-299-2522. That is 434-299-2522. You can text me now. Thank you, Michelle.
You're the best, my friend. Incredible segment. Way to kick off 2022. And hashtag real quick, and then we got to go.
Hashtag thank us at work. Happy New Year to you again, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Oh, definitely, my friend. We will talk to you next month. So, yeah, see, this is it. Everybody, let's jump on the train. We're going to do this. You know what? Let's do it together. Why fly solo, right? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to reinvent the wheel? The goal is to bring all the peeps together and put all the hands on the wheel. So what happens? The wheel just spins faster. We don't have to reinvent. And guess what? We don't have to spend no money, right? Why don't we do that? So what we did was created the Save My Freedom movement. So it's hashtag Save My Freedom. Whoa, what a novel concept. And that's freedom personal. Oh, yeah, boy, it's been at risk for a while. Professional. That's kind of like your job. And your financial, which, you know, makes the world go round, believe it or not. You know, they need money to pay for stuff, people. So why not earn more? Why not earn it with like-minded people? So head on over. You can do hashtag Save My Freedom. You can go to savemyfreedom.us. And it's going to give you a little chirp there. That means Michelle didn't close a couple windows. And not windows in the house. I'm talking windows on the screen. And then you'll be able to see all the different collaboration opportunities. So we're over on the Facebook group. Right? Want to join that? Ugh, we hate the Facebook, but that's where the people are. So I'm going to go there. And by the way, we're banned on Facebook. Try to do the everythinghomelive.com link. Everythinghomelive.com link. It said no. You're against our community standards. Oh, and I got a strike the other day on if I don't post on YouTube, I just let it go through the live stream, and I'm looking at it right now. And they gave me a strike. Oh, 2 weeks, so you can't do anything. So that doesn't think I don't do anything over there anyway. But if I look, I'm seeing this channel is not in good standing. This channel is not in good standing. Oh, God, this censorship. And, you know, they're kicking off people. What are we at, 12:17? Oh, I got to wrap it up. Oh, and they're kicking off Malone. Dr. Malone, they kicked off MTG episode 213. For anybody who wanted to listen to MTG, the notorious MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene. You need to get her back on. I think I'm going to work on that this week. And all right, real quick, so go over and join the Save My Freedom movement. And you're going to join us in Clubhouse. You're going to join us in Clout Hub. You're going to join us on Facebook, where you're actually in. You're going to pitch your business. You're going to plug your stuff. You're going to share quality content. You're going to talk about events, anything that promotes all those types of freedom, anything quality-wise. So we bring all these awesome people together. We can mobilize. We can multiply. We can buy and sell each other stuff. We could support each other at events. How amazing would that be? That's what we're doing, and we're making it big. We're making it big. So join us. You can text ACTION, and the number is 91776. What an incredible number, 91776. Text the word ACTION, or you can join us over at savemyfreedom.us. It's all about savingmyfreedom.us. All right, 12:18. I want to get back on track here. I got to get back on track. All right, so my next guest, one of my favorites. He's one of my favorites. Jeremy Torsk. He is a business advisor, coach, founder of Torsk Pro Advisors, and host of the Go Procast show. JT accelerates results by providing world-class coaching from real-world experience. Guys, he's one of the people who actually owned a successful business and sold it. Remember, we talked about that so many times on this show. To actually sell your business is pretty much an amazing achievement, because somebody actually – you created something that somebody actually wanted and they bought. You know, we had a lot of those merger guys, and we've had a lot of people that say it's kind of difficult to do that. That's what he did. So that's the kind of coach you want to work with. He is that great. Audience, big round of applause, Jeremy.
Great morning, everybody.
Oh,
and having me follow Jarris Tucker, let me tell you something. That's my favorite. When you set that bar that high and I have to back up about 10 feet to make the run for this, that's what it's all about.
Well, and
I love the message.
I think you can handle it. I think you can handle it, my friend. And you got a great voice for radio, right? But you also got a
also have the face for it too, by the way.
You really have a face for camera too, so that's okay. So for those of you who don't know, I'm going to just say right now, plug your website or so they know where to find you, because we're going to do it again later. But I want them to just maybe go now. See his face is not just for radio.
JeremyTorisk.com is the best way, and my last name is spelled to risk, and that's what I do. I go through life and I take the risks. I've paid the price, but I've also reaped the rewards from it. So JeremyToRisk.com is just the easiest way. Torisk Pro Advisors, where we have coaching down to a science. I got to get that hashtag going from that the last advice from Jarris, like science coaching, science-based coaching, hashtag that stuff and really get that going, because that was very powerful and very valuable and useful message. And I can't wait to text him after I get off of this call and make this relationship, because I want to follow Jarris every month.
He really has great information, and it's been going on for almost a year. That I don't remember how we found each other, but that's the great thing about what I'm trying to do on this platform. I'm not trying. Somebody corrected me, Dr. Travis Fox, in the last episode. He's corrected me. So you're not trying to do it. You're doing it. So we're bringing together
absolutely
all of these amazing people like you, Jeremy. You and I, we came together through one of the podcasts. I think it was Podmatch. Podmatch. I can't remember the episode off the top of my head. Alex Sanfilippo, the owner. Is a partner, came on the show once before. But anyway, we connected through that. And then next thing you know, you and I are actually like really good friends off air, which, we talk a couple times a week. But that's the amazing thing. People, if you don't take a chance, you don't go ahead and try to have conversations, try to show up and actually get involved, right? And how do you know you're going to miss out on a great friendship, a great relationship, a great business person to connect with, and you can collaborate, but you got to do that. That's why I'm encouraging everybody in 2022, make that commitment, right? When you commit, everything changes. What do you want?
Your segues are so great and timely, because you just said collaborate, which was my 2021 word of the year last year, was to collaborate. And so I had to make it my mission, and I worked at it every single day, working with people like yourself, working with people in my last life, in the past business life, which is kind of building that company up to where it got to the place where it was sold. And then a change came when I left the company finally earlier this year. And I had to have a new word for 2022. And I made that word reinvent. So you're asking me to cover some action business tips. And so business tip number one is to define your year. And how I do it is I make a word. And my word, like I said, is reinvent, because I spent 30 years running crews all over the country doing teleco construction. And now I built a studio and I do videos. I do advising and coaching, and I speak, and I write books. And really, this is a reemerging of what I've always had inside me. So one of the things that I've had created is a physical manifest that I can look at and touch and feel every day. And it's just a little picture of a chrysalis, which is a $5 word for a caterpillar that's turning into a butterfly, because that is, it's reinventing itself. It's going through the scientific or the physical transformation. And so when I say that I need to reinvent myself, it's not overnight. It's something that's going to take all year to do, but I'm going to work on it every day. I'm going to put my message out there every day. I'm going to build my brand by building personal relationships and getting my point across to everyone, and I want to help as many people as possible. So that's tip number one. Defining your year is the first step into taking your business to the next level this year.
I think that's brilliant. I do. It's interesting, because I was saying last year about collaboration, right? That's my whole thing. I mean, I'm pulling that into 2022, because that's actually just a part of me, right? It's part of this platform. So it was all about collaboration, and I was doing those collaboration calls, which I'm going to continue to do, because they were so incredibly successful. And I said that January, what did I call January? I've already forgot. How bad is that, Jeremy? January is rejuvenation January. So you're reinventing, and I said rejuvenate. So everybody's kind of on that same page, right? So so that's kind of like theme for, it's the energy and the movement, right? That's what we're all trying to get out there. And it's so important to define your year, and then you want to fine tune it, define your month. Give me a couple more tips. We've got about 2 minutes.
Sure. So I'll give it really fast. Obviously, is a big one, but people do it wrong. It's creating the goals for your year, which, by the way, should have happened in October because it takes like 90 days to get all this stuff going. But let's say you didn't. So first thing you want to do is create some big, audacious, hairy goals, right? Goals that are bigger than you think you can even get to. Les Brown says the greater danger for us all is not that we make a goal too high that we miss, but that we make the goal too low and we hit it. So start with the end in mind and then 10X that sucker. Chuck it down to quarters, then months, then weeks, then days, then half days. And you'll get to your goal, or you'll get closer than you ever thought you would get, which would be 8X or 5X or, you know, four times further than you thought if you would just make your normal goal. So think big, big audacious hairy goals. And number three is if you think that you can't think big enough to set that goal that high, then you need to start striving to get 1% better every day. Whether you use YouTube, you start reading new books, listening to new people, asking a mentor to show you how they're doing it, or this is what I do, and this is, people think I'm crazy, but I ask the largest, biggest competitor against my, directly about what I'm doing, if I could come see them. I will fly to them. I'll come sit down in an office. I'll ask them to show me their secret to their success, because there's room enough for all of us. And if you just understand that we all do things a little different, it could complement each other, you'll be surprised how many people will bring you in and show you how they're doing it. Because they know if they're doing $100 million a year and you're doing half a million, you got so far to go. They'll show you things that will get you to $2 million, which is four times, right, where you're at now. So don't be afraid to ask your competitors and to get to know them and build relationships. Remember, it's all about the R&D. Which is not research and development. It's rip off and duplicate. Nothing is original. So look at your competitors and do what they're doing.
That's incredible advice from someone who sold a multi-million-dollar company, people. So I would go ahead and make sure you listen to this again, rip off and duplicate. Why reinvent the wheel? And again, when you're thinking about competition, think
make
about
it yours.
It.
Make it yours.
Yeah. Yeah, take it.
Yep,
take it. Take,
absolutely.
Take it, biatch. That's what I'm saying. Take it home and make it your own. Why not? And then hashtag it, slap it on a shirt, and get out there and go show up.
And live it.
It's not that difficult.
Every day.
2022
every
is
day.
Hard to take. Yeah, it's every day you got to get up and do that. But again, we're doing it here. So join us. Don't make this difficult. It's really not. Give the website, my friend.
Jeremy Torsk at jeremytorsk.com or torskproadvisors.com, coaching down to a science. Follow me on LinkedIn, message me on LinkedIn, and I'll get you a free book of my Labor to Leadership book, and I'll get that out in the mail to you, signed, autographed, nice and pretty. If you don't like it, put it under a coffee table. It makes it nice and level.
Awesome. Oh, thank you, Jeremy. You're such a great guest. I'm so glad that we found each other. Destiny is an amazing thing. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. Steel sharpening steel.
All right, I got to go. I'll text you later.
Bye.
Oh, man. I'm telling you guys, those two segments, way to kick off the year. 2022 is going to be out of control. Only if you do it. Really, you just got to show up. And we're giving you the spot to show up. Not only can you be part of the Save My Freedom movement, savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us, I want you to start contacting. Well, let's put it this way. If you're not ready to pick up the phone and talk to some of these people, these amazing partners and guests that I have on the show, just listen to the episodes. This is episode 279. There are literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content that is loaded in all these shows because, you know, you got your five guests in your first segment. Then you've got your Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, which is anywhere from 2 to 4. I know it's nuts, right? And sometimes 5. Ooh, I've lost my mind. Guests in that second and sometimes, oops, third hour. It's right here. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. It's going to give you the menu, a la carte menu, the soup of the day. It gives you all the different incredible resources. It talks about the episodes. It's got all the different breakdowns of all the different resources on here. But don't forget, it's also a patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. Everything COVID that you need to know is on there, right? Everything that you want to know. About business resources and you know, and groups and that you need to join. Patriotic media, the ones that are telling you the truth, the publications, the other shows to watch, TV and live streams and talk radio shows and podcasts, all of those. And there's so much information, literally. You start here, and then if you need to go to Google, remember, Google is all about it's stranger danger. We're talking about the database of diamonds, right? The collaboration consortium. work with, everybody's here. We're bringing them all together. We want you to be a part of it. So a text action, 1776, or check out savemyfreedom.us. Go to the website. You'll see all the information too. It's all over the place. They figured repetition, right? Repetition. It was 12:29. I got to bring on my next guest. All right. This is an amazing lineup, okay? I'm just letting you know this is an amazing lineup. You might want to listen to this show like 100 times, and don't forget to take out your pen and paper and take those notes, people. All right, my next guest is Sophie Zollman. She is a certified social media and online business manager and CEO of Sophie Zoll, Next Level Business Support. She's taking the workload off of your plate. So you can scale, good, and make more money. Isn't that what this is all about? 2022. Audience, big round of applause. Sophie, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, Michelle. So excited to be here. So excited for 2022. And definitely excited to share some great information with your audience so that they can make 2022 their best year ever, just like you and I are going to do, right?
Oh, I don't even think you can imagine the stuff that I've been doing literally in the past 2 weeks to make that even more possible than when we talked on the phone. This is going to be the year of like ever, right? This is the biggest thing, right? And I'm bringing everybody with me because that's what it's all about, collaboration. But the thing that I made the decision, and you and I have talked about this, I can't do this. None of us can do this solo, whether it's the collaboration part or taking things off your plate in order to outsource, bring in people that can do all of those tasks that you can't do because they can't scale, can't be out there doing what it is that I do when I'm playing on the computer. So that's why we need people like you, because that's how it works. You have to outsource. So take it from there, Sophie.
Absolutely, yes. Outsourcing is the key to success in every business. You cannot do it alone. You need at least one or two people to help you out, depending upon where you are in revenue. And even if you're just getting started, look for interns, look for volunteers, look for people who know what they're doing and want experience and can, you know, afford a little bit of a pay cut, you know, so to speak, you know, minimum wage, whatever it is. Get some help, because there are things you're doing every day in your business that either A, you don't need to be doing, B, you hate doing, or C, have no clue how to do and are trying to do it anyway, and you're potentially messing it all up, which could just cost you more in the long run. You've got to get the support you need to get stuff off your plate so you can focus on the revenue-generating tasks. That is the key to having that best year ever in 2022. You have to generate more revenue, which means you have to either see more clients or create more revenue streams, do things that are going to bring in more revenue, and you can't be focused on those kinds of things if you're constantly doing all the admin and the minutia of the everyday stuff, you know, doing your social media, doing your newsletter, managing your email, you know, doing all the project management and all those different things. You've got to have a support team with you, and the sooner you get a full team, the better. But, yes, you can grow into it if you need to. Start with a virtual assistant. Start with a web designer. Start with a social media manager. Do some things to get started. Because once you get started in making more money, it's so easy to just bring on more team members and still be profitable, because you're going to play that balance game with your numbers and make sure you're not delegating too much to where you're not profitable. But you don't want to do that, obviously. The point is to make more money and more profit. In the long run, now granted, when you're first starting to grow your team and add people, you may be investing more in the team and have a smaller profit margin than you will in years to come. Because once you get that model set, you get that team built, and you start adding all those revenue streams, then your profit margin gets to go up and up and up every year, because you've learned how to make the most out of your team, what you're delegating and what you're not delegating. You're making the most out of your time and your energy so that you can make the most money, both gross and net, because you've got it all organized, systematized, and you've got a hell of a team standing by your side doing anything you need them to do.
And I'm going to add to that because it's really important, especially what's going on in the world today, right? So, you know, people might hear something, a little something called COVID, right? Might hear something about that. Might hear about something about dealing with your health. When you have all this and you're doing all this yourself, it actually not only it drains your energy, it gets you, you know, your health is compromised, right? Your immune system's not that great because you're rocking and rolling and you're doing things that you don't necessarily want to do. And it also then takes away from your love of what you're doing. So then everything becomes maybe more of a chore, becomes more of an issue. And then you're not in it 100%. You're like, oh, I got to do this. Or you put it off and it takes away your focus. And then you're not in the passion of it is gone. The reason why maybe you're doing it is like now you're going through motions as opposed to why you really did it, which was great. And it reminded me when Jairus was saying in the beginning, you know, your mission state, your values, what it was that got you to do what you're doing when you started, you know, when you were really excited about it. So by having all these tasks and admin things and other things that you just don't like doing, even if you're good at it, but you just don't like it, it bogs down on so much in your head and your mindset and your personality and your health that it's not smart. And then what does that get you? Right, Sophie? Do you want to mention something real quick on that too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because if you're doing it all and burning the candle at both ends, you are going to wear yourself down. You're going to become sick. You're going to have headaches and you're going to sleep terribly. And you're going to just get to a point where you can't even push yourself to do all that work anymore, no matter how hard you try, because you're going to be so beat up, so to speak, physically, mentally, and all of that. You definitely need to have the space for rest and relaxation and be able to take care of yourself. Self-care is another huge thing that you need to be doing, and you can only do that if you're delegating the work stuff off your plate, because you got to do that. And yes, you're right, Michelle. If you hate what you're doing, you know, the minutia stuff, and you hate it, it will bleed over into the work you love, your client work, your coaching, whatever it is you do. If you come into a client meeting after doing a bunch of tasks that you absolutely hate doing and you're in a crappy mindset, that is going to reflect in your coaching session or your client meeting, and they're going to see that you're not quite yourself, and you could potentially lose that client because you're not coming to that meeting fully present, fully prepped, fully ready to be there, energized and happy and excited to see your client or talk to your client. So definitely, yes, it's about health, it's about wellness, it's about sanity. I mean, literally, it is about your sanity. You cannot continue down that trail of work, 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 no play, no rest, none of that. You've got to have that balance. And I'm not talking about that work-life balance, because for a lot of people, that's BS, and, you know, that's okay. But it is about balancing your time between work and rest and play and all of those different things, so that you can have the most effective business life and regular life, personal life, and not be killing yourself on either side.
Well said. Absolutely perfect. Incredible. A reminder and a new way to think about how you're going to be moving forward in 2022 to make it the most incredible, amazing year ever for your personal and your business world, because they've collided. For those of you who don't realize it, your business is you. You are your business, right? So they're not separate. They are you. We want to become a purpose-driven business and reflect your personality into your business, because that's what people, that's why they want to work with you. That's why they want to hire you. That's why they want to listen to what you have to say, because they like that sparkling, dazzling personality. So if you give your website and plug anything you really want, plug anything you want real quick, because then I got to move on. It is time to move on, my friend.
No problem. So you can find me at sophiezo.com, S-O-P-H-I-E-Z as in zebra, O.com. You can book a free discovery call to learn more about me, my team, and what we can do for you to make your 2022 the best year ever. You can also find my podcast, Building Your Empire with Sophie Zoe, on all the major platforms. And there you can get all my free tips and tricks about growing your business from 6 to 7 figures and beyond.
Awesome. And I was a guest on Sophie's show. It was amazing. And we will let you know when that's coming out. It's going to be released later on, maybe She'll let us know. She'll
I think
back
it's
on
March
next
or something.
Know.
I can't remember now, but yes, it is a little bit later this year, in a couple of months, I think.
But that's all right. And we're going to make sure that we add her show as we're having the whole website redone, right? It just takes time. It takes time for these website people to do what they got to do. And that's on our must listen to page, right? It's amazing what you're going to find under the Take Action tab when you're on the website. And that way you can find all these amazing guests and these partners and especially their own shows. Sophie, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next month. Make sure you jump. I don't want to say jump on the calendar for February because let's focus on January right now. I will talk to you later.
But when the time comes, I will definitely jump on February's calendar. Thanks for having me, Michelle. I look forward to connecting again soon.
Oh, definitely. All righty. Here we go. 2022 is off to the races. You know, let me focus. It's 12:40. I'm 2 minutes behind, but I just wanted to say real quick, go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. That gives you the list of all the information, the resources. Follow us on social media, right? Because we're bringing on some peeps to help, right? We're actually going to outsource. Who knew, right? So, follow us on social media. We're on the Rumble, right? You want to go on the Rumble. That's where I'm listing all the shows. They're live there. We're live over on the Rumble. We're live on LinkedIn. We're live on Twitter. We're live on the Clout Hub. And all of that information literally it is. It's listed on Everything Home About Us. And then you go on there and you pick and choose what you want, right? You just go through the list. And it has all the podcast players where I think we're on 25 of them now, plus all the listen lives. We're live Mondays at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. And we're going to add on another show, right? But real quick. What did I want to tell you? Oh, this is we're picked up by Brighteon.tv, right? We're going to actually do a live show starting in January. We're doing a live video show. Yes, I'm doing it. It'll be Fridays at 5 p.m. from 5 to 6 Mountain Time, and we're going to have a lot of these soapbox. Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox guests over there, right? 2 to 3, maybe sometimes 4 guests, not sure. And then we're also, they're picking up this as on their radio show platform. And that'll be all in January. So we're branching out, people. All right, so we're at 12:41. I got to bring my next guest, another one of my faves, right? I just love his comments when it says, how are you preferred when they book their spots? And he always got a great response and they're like, I'm just surprised he didn't wrote Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of separation. Anyway, let's bring him an excess. Christian Weeks, Formula EQ, personal, transformational, right? That's him. So he is the co-founder of Formula EQ, personal transformational power. You got to say it that way, transformational power, mixed with scientific information to create the most impactful life training ever designed. Audience, big round of applause.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
You are fresh from vacation. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, pura vida. I was in Costa Rica. That's the slogan for the country, which means pure life, which I love. So, I got to go down there, refresh, reset, and come back ready to make some massive impact for 22.
So what was the one takeaway on this trip that you can relate to what we're going to talk about today that you got there? Because you must have had at least, as I don't want to quote Oprah, but an aha moment at some point down there.
I knew I was heading into it, but I just love the simplicity of life down there. And I went down to some remote areas, and really, I actually did get into that whole thing with Pura Vida, the slogan of the country. And pure life. And one of the areas I was in is actually a blue zone. And if you don't know what a blue zone is, there's 5 blue zones in the world. And so these blue zones are areas where people live abnormally longer on average than the normal population in the world. So it's very common to have people that live over 100, in their society. And so that was one of these areas. So I got to spend about a week in that area. And so I was really kind of excited to see that. And we just stayed in this super remote spot. It was kind of this shack, place, but it was right on the beach and it was beautiful. And, but the people lived so simple. The guy that lived next door to me, he grows plants, and he would sell them and sell it right out of his front yard. And that's enough for him to eat. And he's good, with it. But they live a long time because they're active. They're active. They stay active. They eat clean things. They eat clean food, like not all the crap that we eat. with all the fillers and the things like that. And, but, you know, they have this positive attitude and this community that supports each other, and they get together and they do activities. You know, I go down by the beach and there's a soccer field, and they play soccer in the evening, and there's older people playing with younger kids, and they're all out there. But yeah, so it's the simplicity of life and, you know, slowing down and appreciating every day, appreciating every moment, appreciating all the experiences that you have, because we all have these things. We all have these moments of joy that show up in our life. And it doesn't have to be a trip down the, you know, ocean. Obviously, that's a lot of fun, right? But we have these moments, you know, where, you know, you can just be sitting outside in the morning and seeing the sun come up, and you have that beautiful, you know, silence around you, that beautiful experience. But so that was one of my takeaways from the trip.
Well, and, you know, these are things that you've talked about in multiple segments that you've been on the show, right? Because, and I brought this up before, and this is one of the things that's really amazing about you, because you've been practicing that way of life for, well, not necessarily the simple part, but the gratitude and then living in that moment, right? Because all these big people, right, the super people, the ones that, you know, literally are making the big bucks, that are on the stages, those sincere ones, not the ones that are, you can always tell, a little on the shady side, right? The ones that use NLP in the wrong way, okay? Because next time you're buying, you're buying the legit people, okay? Because there is a difference between.
My friends.
Right. But they live in that world because it becomes so second nature to them that it's literally like automatically like breathing. So the rest of us jump in and then we jump out and then we forget. And then we get in doing our thing and we're doing good for a couple hours. And then we're like, ah, boom. And then we fall down. And then the wheel runs us over. And then we're like, oh, my God, I got to get back on the train. So but you've gotten to the point where because you practiced it, it becomes something as much of like breathing. It's second nature. And that's when the moment kicks in where everything changes in your world. So
it's training. Yeah, it's training yourself to have it be like a natural response, right? And we get used to things. We get used to patterns. We get stuck in things. We create like these bad habits too. We get comfortable. And a lot of times they, you know, create these excuses or these places for us to be comfortable. And it's hard for us to change. But if we can get into that and start making changes for positive, we can create new habits, and that's what can become comfortable. So if you can construct your life, if you can support your life in living, you know, a positive, happy life that you enjoy every single day, that can become a habit. That can become something that you actually experience, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. And no one can take that away from you. And I can actually teach that to people, which is interesting because everything else, everyone else puts all their circumstances externally, right? You know, oh, this happened to me. Now, you know, my life's so tough. You know, oh, I'm going through depression. I lost my job. You know, but you're putting everything on these external circumstances, and you're not taking the power of the control back in your life when you're actually the creator of everything in your life. And you're the only one that can allow yourself to feel happy. You're the only one that can give yourself permission to enjoy today. And you're the only one stopping yourself from not doing it. So that's what I'm here to do. That's what I'm here to teach people. And so this Friday, I've got a goal-setting event for the Formula EQ Academy. And so, you know, New Year's, everyone's talking about goals. Goals are the common buzz. 92% of people don't even reach their goals. And so what my purpose is make goals that are worth setting, right? So make goals that are actually worth setting. So if we're aiming lower, if we're setting goals for someone else, or we're setting goals for things that don't get us something that we actually want, then we're not going to go after them. We're not going to do them. But make goals that are really, really worth setting. And then support yourself to get there, to the goals. And so, you know, any of your listeners, if they want to text Preston to the number 21,000, so you just type in 21,000 in your phone, text Preston, I'll send you a free invite to the event on Friday. and send you information about it if you're curious to see what we're up to. But the community, we're offering right now all of 22. We do live coaching every Friday with me and my business partner. He's in London. It's a global community. We run it at 8 a.m. Pacific time, so 11 Eastern time. It's 4 o'clock p.m. in London, his time. But, yeah, we do it, and it's $365 for the whole year. So it's $1 a day. So, you know, it's like about the cost of a Coke, and you can actually really make massive change in your life. Like, the people that are in the academy are really, really changing their life. So it's powerful. It's impactful. If you want to look up more about it online, go to formulateq.com, and you can check it out. But, yeah, that's what we're up to. And I'm here to, you know, start making ripples, right? It's like slapping the top of a pond, and that ripple carries across and makes massive change with everything that it touches. So if I can help people and build the foundation of people, I'm doing my part.
Well said, my friend. And it's only $1 a day. It used to be the slogan for the New Jersey Lottery. All you need is a dollar and a dream, and that's what Preston's all about. All you need is a dollar and a dream. He can help you make all that happen. Preston, thank you so much for coming on. Welcome back to the good old United States of America. And
thank you.
Here's to 2022 together. We need to get together in person here very soon. We're not gonna. I'll call you this week off air. We gotta strategize. We gotta talk.
Yeah. Next time we'll do a segment. Remind me, and we'll do a segment on reasons why you can appreciate coming back to the United States, and that'll be fun.
You know, I love that. I love that. All right. Thank you, my friend. Have a great couple of days, and I'll talk to you later.
Take care. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, all righty. So real quick, before we bring my next guest, I just wanted to give you some info on the events that are coming up this week. Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. All right. 12:51. And there is a couple events we've got this week here in Maricopa County, Arizona, right? If you're going to go down to the state capitol, right? Because, you know, January 6th, this is a January 6th theme show. We're going to be talking about with the director and the producer in a little bit here, capital punishment and what really happened, because what has been portrayed as a lie beyond belief. So if you want to go support the truth, right? And you want to show up for the prisoners. I mean, these people are literally political prisoners. And a couple of our peeps are going to be down there talking. Patty Porter is going to be down there talking. And it is Thursday, the January 6th, from 3 to 6 down at the Capitol. We're going to put that on the live events page, and that'll be on everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Go to the live events page. And speaking of live events, on January 14th and 15th, Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour will be coming here to Phoenix over at Dream City Church. If you want to buy tickets, go to timetofreeamerica.com. It'll also be listed on our website, and I'll put it on towards the top. Use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You get a 10% discount off of the tickets. We'll be down there at the booth in the media room. I'm going to be anchoring the brighteon.tv booth, and then you can also go ahead and watch that live on brighteon.tv, brighteon.tv. We'll talk more about it next week. And speaking of Clay Clark, he's going to be on the show on the 10th, and I'll tell you about the guests that are going to be on that lineup. But one other thing, President Trump is going to be here on the 15th in Florence. Yeah, in Florence at the the country and Western music something or other event. Country Thunder. Aha, there we go. Country Thunder. He's going to be out there. So I have a feeling he might actually be at the event or call in, but I have a feeling that might be literally there at the event that's on the 14th and 15th. Might just be there on the 15th to do a special appearance. Eric Trump is supposed to be there, so it's like a Trump fest. But that's not the only reason you would go. I mean, literally, you go because of the other incredible guests, which a lot of them have been on this show and other ones are coming on. All right, so it's 12:53. Again, live events page, virtual events. They're both. Check those out on our website. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. All right, let me bring on my next guest. I'm a little over, and he's new, but I think he's kind of realizing we try to stick to the clock, but sometimes things happen. We just bleed over a little bit. Right, but at least everybody always gets there at least 7 minutes. Sometimes it goes a little longer. So Chris Miles, he is a cash flow expert, founder of Money Ripples, and host of the Chris Miles Money Show. He's teaching entrepreneurs and professionals how to get their money working for them to create freedom and prosperity today. Audience, big round of applause for our new partner. Chris, how are you today?
Great, Michelle. So excited to be here.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out. You and I chatted on the phone. We bonded. I said, okay, we're going to be new friends. This is awesome. He's a great new partner on our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource platform. And tell us a little bit about you, a little bit about what you're doing. And I want people to know he's kind of like retired and he's kind of really young. Okay, so that means he's actually done things right. And he doesn't have to wake up in the morning going, all right, I gotta peddle my wares because that's just what I'm doing. So these are the type of people that we bring on the show that have already done it. They're walking the walk, they're talking the talk, and they actually can prove that they've done it because they know how to be successful and they want to share that with you. So take it from there, Chris.
Yeah, Michelle, you know, it's true. I mean, I appreciate you saying I'm young. I'm 44 years young, which is great. One thing that's unique about me is I've been able to retire twice, right? Twice by the time I was 39 years old, where I was financially independent, having enough passive income coming in to cover my expenses. And I wasn't always that way. I actually started out back in the day, you know, as a traditional financial advisor, you know, the person that tells you to save everything, spend nothing, save it forever. So hopefully someday you might have something, right? Mm-hmm. But in truth, what happened is that, you know, people weren't becoming financially free. And it took me a few years, about 2005, 2006, before I realized this wasn't working. And a friend helped point it out. He said, Chris, how many of your clients are financially free where they don't worry about money? I said, well, none. None of them, I guess, because mm-hmm. especially if you're watching certain news networks, you're always scared. You're never happy, right? He's like, well, good job, Chris. Way to help nobody. He's like, well, how about this? How many of you guys as financial advisors are financially free? You know,
that's really funny.
How many of you guys are financially free, not off the commissions, but actually doing these investments? How many guys are actually financially free off mutual funds? And I thought about the guys in the office that have been working there since the late 70s, and I said, well, none of them. None of us are. We're all basically, you know, still working a job, right? He said, there's your problem. And I said, well, give me the answer. He's like, I won't give you the answer because you think stocks are better. And I said, I'm open-minded. Give me something. And so he had me read a book, Who Took My Money, by Robert Kiyosaki, a lesser-known Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. And then he said, listen to this radio show. And it was a local radio show. And I did. And as I started to see and open up to new possibilities, I realized – this isn't going to work. And so March of 06, I quit. I would never be a financial advisor again. I would just be a mortgage broker and teach ballroom dancing because little known fact, I used to be one of the nation's top amateur ballroom dancers.
I had no idea.
So anyways, yeah, kind of a weird thing. Not anymore. That was so 20 years, 20 pounds ago. but, you know, now I run marathons, right? But that's the thing is like ever since then, I actually was able to become financially independent myself later in 2006 when I was 29 years old. Went through the recession, got my butt kicked, and had to dig my way back out of that. So I was back in the rat race. But by the end of 2016, I was able to dig my way back out, becoming financially independent for the second time. And that's really what I teach people to do is help them so that they don't have to save 30 or 40 years to hopefully someday be able to retire, but actually within 5 to 10 years, have true financial freedom where they work because they want to, not because they have to. They're work optional. And really gives them that ability to be free because you can never have true freedom in this country, even though we have an amazing country we live in. You can't have true freedom if you don't also have financial freedom because that's one of the things that limits us. And that's why my company's called Money Ripples, because that ripple effect that you're able to create when you're blessed financially, you can bless more lives. You can be you create a bigger impact in the lives of others around you, your community, your family, and creating legacies and generations of financially prosperous, free people. And that's what we really need to become. And that's why we exist at Money Ripples.
So well said. And it was, hits home. It talks about it, what you're talking about is so true. Or people just need to kind of, you know, digest that for a second. You said something amazing about freedom. And that's what we need. You know, everybody's like, oh, money's bad. No, it's not. Money is not bad. It does literally, you need it to function, right? The love of money is what the Bible actually says is the bad thing.
That's
but
right.
When you actually have more money coming in and you're a good person, you do more good with that. And you can grow your business. You can have peace of mind because your bills are covered you and your family, you're able to do things. But in you're a bad person and then you're a demon and then you have more money, you're going to do bad demonic things. So that has nothing to do with having more money and being successful, but it's also just making your life easier. So we used to work optional. It's almost like when you, mm-hmm. you know, they call it a used car. Now it's like a pre-owned vehicle. Well, that sounds a lot better than a used jalopy down the street. I was like, I prefer a pre-owned vehicle, just like I would like to have work optional today because I don't have to work. It's mm-hmm. now optional. It sounds better than retired. You know what I mean? Because it sounds like tired, like I'm
That's
tired.
Right.
And I got retired, so I'm tired twice. No. It's just work optional. But thank you. I don't need to do that today
yep.
because I'm smart and I listen to Chris Miles and his show. So let's just do this. I got like two minutes or so. What do you want people to do today in order to reset their mind, this new way of going about things, and then of course plug what you need to plug.
You bet. So best thing to do right now is question everything you've been taught about money. Because like I said, the evidence wasn't there. Clients weren't becoming financially free off of saving your 401ks and IRAs forever, right? And then trying to pay off your debt like every good boy and little girl should do, like Dave Ramsey tells you to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff has not created freedom, not real freedom. It's helped, but it's not quite gone the distance. It's only partway there. So the best thing you can do is question everything. In fact, do the opposite. Do the opposite of the masses, which is pretty much what you probably teach here too, because true patriotism and what the founding fathers intended is completely opposite of what most of the direction our country is going right now. It's they
mm-hmm.
taught real principles of prosperity. You got to do the same. Same thing with money, right? Money is a very formulaic way of doing it, but you got to do the opposite. So, for example, one of the big things is don't fear debt. Debt is funny enough. Like, now, I'm not saying you go crazy with debt and be irresponsible. You need to learn to be a wise steward of your resources first. When you learn to be a wise steward, then you start looking for ways to use debt wisely while paying off other debts that aren't so wise. I like to go for debts that are lower interest rate, longer term, if I'm going to use that. So I like mortgages. I love getting a 3% mortgage or less that I can use and leverage and get my money to make a lot more than 3%. Right. But I'm not going to be blowing money and putting up a whole bunch on credit cards. That's not necessarily the wisest way to go. Second thing is get your money out of prison. This is the biggest thing I see the problem today, because every financial advisor tells you to put your money in prison. They say, lock it up in your home equity. Well, guess what? Home equity was a horrible place to have it during the last recession, wasn't it? That's when we need to
mm-hmm.
be more liquid than ever. When things turn around, you want to have cash in hand. So get out of prison. Get your, consider getting your money out of places like the stock market, especially after it's been up 13 years in a row. Who's to say it's going to keep going up after it's already broken records? By the way, the previous years in a row, consecutive years, was 6 years in a row. 13 years is now the all-time record since the 1800s in the stock market going straight up. There is a point where that's going to correct. Do you want your money to start tanking with it?
Well,
so
that's a whole nother show, Chris. that's a whole nother show that we could do an entire segment on. But do me a favor. You're going to be coming on next month. We'll continue these tips because people are going to, give them a little time to start repositioning their thought process on all this, and especially incredible points about freedom, because it is all intertwined, personal freedom, financial freedom, and professional freedom. Oh, and the lack of freedom that we have here. So give me your website mm-hmm. real quick, and then I got to bump, my friend. And welcome to the platform.
Yep, so the website's moneyripples.com. That's moneyripples.com. And you can also check out our podcast, The Chris Miles Money Show, on YouTube or iTunes.
Awesome. Looking forward to having you join us next month for more information on this. And again, welcome to the Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. You're an incredible addition, Chris Miles, twice retired, 44. I think I'm going to listen to what you have to say. Thank you, my friend. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All righty. It is time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. Joining me, we've got four special guests, two big wigs coming up first, though. So, guys, can you cue the music, please, and let's get this show on the road.
This is Everything Home's special segment, messages that matter from people you need to know about, heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
All right, we're kicking off the Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox segment. with two special guests, Jeff and Shannon, a.k.a. Shady. They're the hosts of the MG Show. If you don't know, I don't know how we must be living in a hole. They are the dynamic team that embarked on a journey together 3.5 years ago, shining light on truths. They worked tirelessly to research the facts and prove their assertions and theories with what they like to call the sauce, the evidence, the proof. Their motto, the truth is learned, never told, and the Constitution is your weapon. Maybe we should all pick up one. If you don't have one, you need to get one of those pocket ones. They're free, you know. They are highly censored on most social media sites and the mainstream media because they speak the truth of serious issues and connect the dots in such a way it's easy for everybody to understand. Novel concept, you know, because all the bad people like to confuse you and lie to you. You can listen to the Men of the Matrix Groove Show live weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Red State Talk Radio, Rumble, and Brighteon.tv. Audience, a big round of applause for this freedom and faith fighting, truth telling, country loving, Q conspiracy crushing, America first dynamic duo of detail. Gentlemen, welcome, and thank you for joining us today on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. How are you both?
Oh, my gosh, Michelle, what an intro. Thank you.
That was amazing. Thank you very much. We're great.
You're welcome. Wow. I will send that to you, and then you can go ahead and require that with all of your contracts and everything that you want when you go on shows and things like that.
Perfect.
This is in my rider, biatches. This is what you need to say because that's how awesome we really are. So there, take it. Yeah. Have fun with it.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for hosting us today. We've got a bunch of people heading over to like Rumble. We put your links up. So people are probably listening to you from, you know, multiple different platforms. Thank you for having us on today, Michelle.
Oh, you guys are so welcome. I've been watching for a while. I mean, I have to admit I was a virgin to this entire Q thing and really the freedom movement up until I'm in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona. Anyway, it's something here called an audit, right? Remember that? Remember that joke of an audit of what they're doing with it, right? I'm watching the news, and then Fox calls Arizona like 1 minute in, and I'm like, whoa, what is going on?
What?
I said, hey guys, we're not Biden country here, okay? I mean, this place is red, and I was like, okay, all right. I turned off Fox, right? I stopped watching Fox the way that I used to watch Fox. And I said, what the heck is going on? And then, of course, you know, we don't need to kind of go into detail there. We talk about it all the time. But then I started, you know, I'm looking, I jumped on, I started learning about you. I started learning about all these people that are in this alternative world. My first person I got exposed to, somehow I stumbled across him was Mike Adams. So then all of a sudden I'm like, what is this Brighteon? What are these people here on this Brighteon thing? And who are all these people? And then I went, oh, my God, this alternative world is actually the real world. So thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for waking up people. Thank you for turning somebody like me into what really is going on. You guys do an amazing job delivering that information in a way that people can explain it because you love timelines. I love timelines. So for those that are new to you, which there's not a lot, I don't think, tell them why that you guys are so amazing about the way that you kind of explain all these things, you know, all the lies that we've been exposed to for decades.
Yeah. So, you know, real quick, I'll start off and then Shady, if you want to add some color to it. But Shady and I basically met about 3.5, almost 4 years ago. You know, we were, you know, looking at this Q entity, you know, 10 people, 3 non-military, dropping these drops, going into it very skeptically. Right, trying to prove it wrong, and you know, answering the questions as they were asked, and the information that we dug up is absolutely damning, and no wonder that they attack the messenger and messengers of, you know, people that covered Q as citizen journalists, and so, you know, we basically, you know, I joined Shady Groove on his Q Lounge Live, well back in the day, and we ended up, you know, really, you know, gelling. And with my research, with Shady's research, and with the way that we can, you know, go back and forth and kind of explain it, just like real people, you're right. And so this is where we are today. You know, I was Q'd over 20 times, give or take, and did the Red Castle, Green Castle, where the army, you know, the military budget will pay for the wall. That was Q'd a lot. I did the Democrat playbook. We did the pay sewer research,
And then there's just a, other stuff as well that we've dug up along the way, you know, even since Q has stopped posting in regards to, like, voter integrity. But, Shady, do you want to add some color with that real quick, too, as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's just – it's been a pretty amazing journey in all reality, to just be honest with you, for the thing that's really great is that people are looking for the information. People are consuming – they're interested in consuming the information, you know, like with folks in the world that are like Jeff and I, like you move through this world and you try to talk to people and you want to share information and you want to explain things. But we're in this one-on-one world, right? You know, we're interfacing with one person, a family member or a friend or a person that you meet and talk to, and you're talking to this person and you're attempting to share information with them, but they're consistently pushing back on you. And, like, you know, you have to, you know, really learn to organize your thoughts in a way to where you can speak to people without them being able to sort of ask you the side-handed question that sort of upends what you're trying to share with them, as opposed to trying to understand what you're saying. They're always in this combative motion, right? And so whenever he and I met, it was like immediately we could both see that we each were used to operating in this way as far as helping people, literally trying to, you know, like it started off early with me trying to beat people over the head with information, and that didn't go so well. And so, you know, you end up taking a different tactic. And so the whole Q thing was going on, and, you know, whenever, you know, the stuff was coming out, he was doing such a great job. A lot of people really just don't understand what was happening at that time. But, you know, he by the time they took his Twitter down, we had accrued over almost 300,000 people, because what he started to do was bringing the Q drops into a thread together. And so, but not just the Q drops, also all the great research that all the Anons, the people that were out there that were helping us, that were participating, and mixing it together. And so, you know, as I started to do my show, actually he was the first person I ever sent an episode of Q Lounge to, way back before he was, you know, had been doxxed or any of that stuff had happened. And he encouraged me. He was very encouraging and uplifting. And I was kind of like shy, like, I don't know. It seems like, what am I doing? I call all my friends. I'm like trying to get them to talk me out of it. I'm like, why in the world did I spend 20 years trying to hide from these crazy freaks to actually come out and start attacking them in public, you know? And so, but and then he and I started doing the show together every day. And it just became so much fun, because we get in there and we mock them in real time, and we just kind of, like, you know, throw the punches, and then we sit back and we watch them haphazardly try to defend their stupid positions. And it's fun. I mean, it's funny and it's fun. And he does a great job uplifting people and explaining things. And he's felt like the same way about me. So it's been a pretty, what I would consider a spectacular journey these last 4 years.
And, you know, it's what kind of is what we were talking about earlier on the show, you know, and once you start showing up, right, once you start getting involved, once you start being around these like-minded people, once you commit, everything changes, things come into your world, like the two of you met, right? So if you both weren't kind of showing up and you guys weren't making a decision to do something, those forces wouldn't have come together, because this is how the world works. The universe works that way. So it is a good testimonial for people to, start showing up now, because this is 2022. This is the year where it's make it or break it. Okay. So either we're going to have a country or we're not going to have a country. And it's up to all of us that are out there needing to show up and start literally, there's not to do something. I mean, really be specific. So comment on that, guys, because you've had a lot of great guests on the show. We've had some of them have been on our show, but we really are at a point now where it's all about taking action. Like everything that I talk about on this platform is Take Action BLC, Business Life Community, and it's really time to start getting, putting on the boots and showing up and making your voices be known and heard, and not to cower just because you got kicked off of social media or you get a little backlash from these insane COVID slaves that are out there, you know, wow, I just can't wait to get another booster. So talk about that, on what you're encouraging people to do and how important it is that we all come together at this point. And because, you know, there's power in numbers.
Yeah. And so, you know, a little bit on that too, you know, local actions is national results, you know, General Flynn, we've always been, you know, thinking about that as well. Cause, you know, quite honestly, I think all of us have taken our eyes off the ball,
you know, we're working, we're trying to feed our family, we're trying to, you know, do well in our job, make our quotas, you know, pay the car bill, pay the house bill, all of that. And I think, you know, we thought, oh, well, Michelle would never do that to me, and I would never do that to Michelle, therefore my government would never do that to me. Well, mm-hmm. our government is doing that mm-hmm. to us, and we took our eyes off the ball. We didn't know things like becoming a precinct committeeman. You know, men and women can take control of the GOP, and the way mm-hmm. to do that is to become a precinct committeeman or woman, right? And, you know, getting involved with your, you know, school boards, getting involved with your local, state, local, and then federal. Running for office, all these things that, we see these beautiful patriots doing right now. In fact, you know, Alex Kaplan from Media Matters, who attacks me on the weekly basis,
all
sometimes
the
daily. Yeah, he loves me. But, you know, people don't realize what Media Matters is. You know, Media Matters is Alex Kaplan. Yeah, we got that. He just did a huge, you know, expose. What was it, like 25 pages? I might be, you know, exaggerating, but it was a long thing about how bad Q is, and it's bad for our democracy. And, you know, we are bad for the democracy because we understand that we're a republic and we're individuals. We need to take the R's off our name. You know, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. We are individuals. It's harder to control an individual than it is a group of people, and that's what we're finding too. You know, so, you know, Alex Kaplan, Media Matters, is actually David Brock. David Brock was Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, who may or may not have had a relationship with Elefantis, which he pizza did. But what people don't know, and what I'd like to maybe introduce to your crowd, and maybe you've heard our show about it, but there's a third pillar of voter integrity that we the people need to speak about, and nobody actually is speaking about it yet except for Shady and I. What we all know about Dominion, right? We all know the machines have the algorithms and, you know, they're screwed up, right? We get that, right?
Like big time.
Yep.
Anyone that believes that with no election fraud, I can't help them at this point, right?
That's right. Right. Yeah. We know the paper, right? We got Joe von Pulitzer, you know, working with the AG with his reports. And, you know, we've got people attacking people here and there. And, you know, so we get it. We get Dominion. We get the paper. But people don't realize that we've got a bigger issue, and that is the foundations. The foundations are at the center of it all. The Clinton Foundation is at the center of it all as well. There is there's a for-profit business called Arabella Advisors. Arabella Advisors is Eric Kessler. Eric Kessler used to work for the Clinton Global Initiative. He also used to, you know, help the Clintons with climate change. You know, hey, thank you very much, Kessler. I appreciate it. You know, climate change, you know, that. Anyways, so we got that. So Arabella Advisors is basically a for-profit company, and they have four 501Cs. You know, Q asked us, why do they all have foundations? Follow the money. And the Clinton Foundation is at the center of it all. So these 501c3 companies that they manage, two are 501c3, meaning, Michelle, if you you know, donate $100 to a 501c3, it says that they have to report it publicly that Michelle donated $100 to that 501c3. However, if Michelle donates $100 to a 501c4, they don't have to report that. So what does that mean? That means we've got the Hopewell Fund, the New Venture Fund, the 1630 Fund, and the Windward Fund. And again, two of which are 501c3s and two of which are 501c4s. So Jen Psaki used to work at the 1630 Fund. If you remember Defend Justice attacking Kavanaugh, that was the 1630 Fund. So what they're doing is billionaires from other countries are lobbying to change your election laws here in America. So they have 390 pop-up funds. So if you see, like, you know, people holding signs, you know, action is usually a key word. People get it. They're getting paid to actually protest. So now we've got fake news, right? We've got fake news. We've got fake votes, and now we've got fake majority. They look like they're the majority because they get the coverage, and they're being funded by Hans-Jörg Weiss out of Switzerland. Billions and billions of dollars to change your election laws, and this must be addressed before we move forward, along with the Dominion, along with the paper, and now the foundations that change your election laws from foreign billionaires.
I'm glad that you brought that up on this show. I saw that episode that you guys did. It was amazing. And that's when I think I even sent Alana a message. I said, okay, that was brilliant, guys. I said that because you did timeline. I love the timelines because people can put things in a perspective and then they can actually see who the players in the game are and understand it, that the 501c3, the 501c4, these are all just money laundering operations, right? Well, we kind of knew that before, but this really kind of makes more people understand it. Do you remember what date that episode was by any chance so people can go watch it? Because it really was brilliantly done.
Well, that could have been like a couple months ago, Shady. I'm not sure exactly, but I'll figure it out for you if you want to let your audience know. But we're thinking about, we're actually in the progress of doing a, what we call a digumentary, that we're going to try to keep it under a half an hour and be very specific on the points and the timeline and who's who. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and just lay it out. Because that's what people, once people really understand that, they're going to go, oh, okay. But then the other thing is, now what do we do? How do we dismantle this? You know, that, like you mentioned, you've got all these people out there that are being paid to, you know, paid to protest, paid to protest, paid to hold the signs. You know, like, hell no, we won't go. Hey, we're here. We're queer. Get used to it. These are all paid people. Okay. Right. And then we have us.
Yes.
The hardworking, the patriots, right? We have no money. No, we have no organizations. We got nobody supporting us. You have these big groups, right? These big GOP groups, these big foundations, these big think tanks. The money doesn't go to the people that are making the signs, that are actually going to the little rallies, that are actually, you know, doing the hard work, the sweat equity. But yet people are still giving money to all these, you know, these pearl-clutching organizations, as I call it. You know what I mean? The ones that are out there raising money for their own budgets in their own pocketbooks, but nothing trickles down to the ones who are actually doing the work. I mean, are they giving you? Do you guys get grants from them? Do you guys get money from, like, American Heritage and all these other big groups? Do they give you any money by any chance for doing the good work you do?
Negative.
Well, one of the things, you know, they don't. And, you know, one of the things that what we're trying to explain to people and what a lot of people actually have missed about what Q was and what Q meant and what it was trying to show. But what we have to have, if we're going to have freedom, if we're going to have a republic, what we have to have is transparency within the government systems. And I think that we've all learned over the era of Trump of how there isn't transparency, because Donald Trump was the most transparent guy you have ever seen in that position, because he would open up and he would show you. He gave you the phone call. He would show you the documentation. He would point to the stuff. He would say the words like HCQ, let you do your own research. All these different things have occurred. Okay, well, that's information, right? When that information is coming out to all of us at the same time and we're like trying to collect it and say, look, what do we do with it? What do we do with it? Is that we have to be stewards of it. In other words, we have to share information with people as we understand it. So it's like, you know, sticking your head in the sand, this ostrich type mentality that we've been going through where everybody wants to not be the whack-a-mole or the mole that sticks their head up or whatever. That's got to go away. That's the most un-American thing you could possibly ever imagine. And these people, you know, that we're talking about here, that he was just explaining, you know, you saw I can't stress the significance of this enough, because what we're talking about is, you're talking about people from other countries of other, native ancestries, let's say monarchies, okay? Every single monarchy on planet Earth was functioning and working against America becoming America to begin with. And that's a lot of the things that, you know, Jeff and I have exposed, that this bloodline aspect to this whole ordeal that we're watching play out. These people are the ones that your revolutionary founding fathers were fighting. They were fighting ideas. They were fighting principles. They were fighting for a principle. What's a principle? Well, I am innocent until you prove me guilty. Go back to before America and try to look around and find out a place where you were innocent until proven guilty. If the king says you were guilty, you were guilty. Now look at the overlay of that connected with what Fauci is doing. You know, who is your king? Well, your king is the guy that's been at the head of the NIAID for 40 years or however long it's been. Like, this guy is the one who thinks he's the king, and he's the one that's going to tell you what to do. Now, and I said it earlier on the show today, it's like, when is the last time you complied your way out of totalitarianism? You're not going to do that. None of us are going to do that. We can't do that. And sitting on our hands and wringing our hands and worrying is actually feeding the beast that we fight. We have to take a different stance. We have to take a positive stance. We have to take a forward marching stance, and we have to insert the truth among conversations where it's uncomfortable. And I think that that's a big part of the reason so many people really help and inspire Jeff and I and have kept us going. You know, we're completely supported by Patriots. We don't have any corporate funding. We don't have any corporate managers. It's he and I, and we go in there and we talk to you like we're talking to you now, or talk to each other. It's not a shtick. It's the truth.
Yeah, and it's kind of scary for some people because, you know, we've been lied to, misrepresented for decades, right? But that was by design. And that's when people realize the reality that we've been living in is literally based on 100% lies, then all of a sudden they go, oh. So I would say you got to reposition your reality. I mean, I've gotten to the point now where I'm questioning, is 2 and 2 really 4? Okay, because everything else that I've been paying attention to is a little off, okay, right? Everything seems to be just a little squirrely, people, right? It's a web of lies. And no sooner you turn around, something else pops up. You're like, oh, those sons of guns, they did it again. They fooled me once, you know, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, whatever the saying is. But it's literally we've been hoodwinked. Guys, we've been hoodwinked. This whole political propaganda pandemic, sham of the century. It's brilliant, but it's brilliant for evil.
Amen.
You know, brilliant for evil. And I'm glad you brought up Fraudgy. We brought up Fraudgy. You said transparent.
You know,
I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to give you one little heads up here. Whenever we see anything.
I'm going to say real quick.
Go ahead.
Real quick. I just wanted to give you kudos on, you know, because, you know, it's really hard to get your head around that everything that we know is a lie. And it really is. I mean, we found the actual where the money came from of this country, how this country was actually set up, how the Federal Reserve was set up, who bought the Vatican. We found the bloodlines and we followed the money. So what we actually know is pretty much a lie, Michelle. And that really is hard to get your head around. And I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to give you kudos on that.
No, and I will take those kudos and then I will I'll kudo back to you. Right. I will one up your kudos. And I'm just going to copy lunch right now. I love the blue eyes, Jeff. I have to admit it. It's nice to look at. So I'm going to kudo you back
Jeffy,
there.
Jeff. Good Lord.
I had to say it. And this is what I wanted to mention. So whenever we use any word that has trans in it, we have to say it like that, trans, okay? Because our job is people that are paying attention on common sense cap word, and whether you have a show or not, or you're just out there, words matter, right, guys? Words matter. The way we say the words matter. I mean, you've got the lunatic left and all of these COVID slave people. They're just manipulating the language, right? They keep saying vaccine. It's not. It's a non-vaccine bioweapon. End of story. So don't call it a vaccine, people, because you're giving life and you're giving energy to something that's a lie. So I just wanted to see if you can start slipping in your trans difference, but also I'm encouraging everybody to start really watching the words you use. And the people that use the wrong words and you thought maybe they'd be kind of on our side, they're kind of not. So you got to be careful who you pay attention to, whether it's on the television or on some of these shows, because some of them, I don't think they're necessarily doing us a service. You guys want to comment on that? Because you had a lot of great people on the show. It's not people on your show, it's people on other shows.
No, and that's a great point because it is a bioweapon. I mean, we've had Karen Kingston on. If you want to see the Karen Kingston interviews in full, mg.show, www.mg.show/Kingston. There's 6 hours, a plethora of proof and facts of somebody that understands the verbiage, if you will, of the pharmaceutical company. So she actually read their documents and will show you that it came from actually Wuhan. The virus is called, not the virus, but the bioweapon is called Wuhan-HU-1A. We actually have, in fact, on my Telegram channel, we put Fauci actually admitting that they grabbed the quote-unquote virus from China, and then we started working on it immediately. So he even admitted it in March of 2020 with Zuckerberg. We need to understand the words do matter. And I know we only have a couple of minutes. I want to give you guys one quick red pill that everybody can do. You know, we've got then and now, right? And we're noticing that they're, you know, Antifa, anti-fascista. I want everybody really quick to open their Google, and I don't care if you use Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever, and Google Malina Abdullah, A-B-D-U-L-L-A-H. And you'll see that her name is Malina Raquel Ryman. Oh, who's her grandfather? Oh, by the way, she's co-founder of Black Lives Matter in Los Angeles.
And so what her grandfather is Gunther Reimann. Gunther Reimann was from the Communist Party of Germany. Then he became a Nazi. Antifa, anti-fascista. The co-founder of Black Lives Matter is a German bloodline. Gunther Reimann. Now, their companies today are Jab Holdings, J-A-B Holdings. Very interesting name.
My God.
Jab. They own Panera. Panera, Krispy Kreme, Dr. Pepper Keurig, Pete's Coffee, Caribou Coffee, and I can go on.
Wow.
Pretty interesting stuff. So it's the same people, guys. It's the same people controlling us. They did the experiment in Germany, and they brought it here. I mean, look at the names. Look at Arabella Advisors, Kessler, Schultz. Look at, I mean, it's kind of interesting, to say the least. But I know we have a short period of time. Shady, I didn't mean to step on it, but, you know, let us know if we have a little more time or not.
Yeah, we can go until I see Chris Burgard and Nick Searcy, the director and actor of the movie Capital Punishment, The Truth About January 6th. They're coming on next. So we can go until they come on. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. That was really great. Those guys are awesome. And, you know, I really encourage people to consume that documentary, because it does show you what really happened on January 6th, and that there's a lot of unanswered questions. But to wrap back around to what you guys were saying, I can't stress the significance of what you're talking about right there to everybody that's listening. It doesn't really matter what part of the spectrum you're on. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. You know, like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm someone that's been a libertarian my whole life, ever since I learned a lot of this stuff when I was really young. You know, I'm closer to an anarchist probably than I am a Republican. But the reality of the situation is, you know, the labeling of each other is very, what I would call, traumatic, okay? And it's traumatic in multiple different ways. You know, me labeling you as a liberal, or you labeling me as a conservative, or us sticking a label on anything. We got, you know, whenever we were younger, a lot of people don't remember this. Whenever we were younger, there was not blue Democrats and red for Republicans. It was red for whoever was winning in the particular competition. So in other words, if the Democrats were winning, well, the states were in red because they were winning. And you have to look at all the people that they're bringing here from other countries. All the people that bring here from other countries, well, they, in all their political structure, red is communism. Red is connected to communism. So they've connected the conservative of constitutional republic thinking mind of the American population to trying to plug into the world perception of red meaning communism, China, Nazism, oppression, all these different aspects of it. So whenever you talk about the words, we're talking about words that we're talking about. We are creatures of God. We are all creatures of God, and we're walking around and we're having an experience, a physical experience, and we speak. Okay. Whenever we speak, what do we call what it is that we speak? We call them words, okay? And then how do you learn how to organize those words in the right order? That's called spelling, okay? It's very key. Why is it called spelling? What are you doing? You're putting a spell. Your words, you're powerful. You can manifest. Any one of you, I don't care what your situation is, who you know, who your friends are, what's your bloodline, I don't care any of that. You can manifest your reality in front of you, but you have to speak it. You can't speak the opposite and expect what you want. You have to speak what it is directly to what we are doing and what we want as a country. Who do we want to be? Your country is not between the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. Your country is between your ears. You act free or you act as a slave, and your words matter, and what words you put out, like even these words that we're talking to people and we're calling these people, oh, this triggered liberal, or all the, you know, you're saying these words. And what happens is those words actually cut you, not the other person. And so what you have to realize is your words cut through, and if we be if we act in transparency and we act in understanding of that, we can speak to a higher language of each other, of oneness, of togetherness, of, okay, you didn't have any information. I understand you didn't have any information. Therefore, I'm not going to hold you to account that you used to think that Barack Obama was a great guy. I don't care.
Right.
What I care about is I care about how you see your country now. Do you consider it valuable? Do you consider it worth saving? If you do, then your Constitution requires you by law to stand up and speak for it and to do something about it. Otherwise, you are working against freedom, And so I think that maybe I could add that in there for a little bit of a broader spectrum of, you know, like what this whole thing is about.
It's perfect. It's perfect. And then Chris just jumped in the queue. So you guys are going to be here coming to Arizona when we're going to be at the Reawaken Tour on the 14th and 15th of January, right?
Yes.
Are you coming down?
Yes, and we also requested to get press passes for the Trump rally. Hopefully we'll get them again. We had press passes at the Sarasota rally. And, Michelle, we'd love to come back on if you want to talk about the Arabella, the Pesors, or the Lee family bloodline. You know, we can actually go a lot deeper. We've got a lot of information.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so kind. You're so kind. Love you very much. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Hey, you're welcome.
Catch us
Monday plug your
Friday.
Show. Plug your website, would you please?
Thank you. Rumble.com/MG Show live every day, noon Eastern. Okay. Noon Eastern, rumble.com/MG Show or redstatetalkradio.com. Or you can use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio at 12 Eastern. Brighteon.tv hosts our first hour as well. And MG.show is the website. Michelle, thank you for being such a kind, beautiful host. We'd love to come back.
Oh, you're definitely coming back. And then I will be at the event, the media room. I'll be on the Brighteon table because I have a new show starting there on Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And they're picking up this show on their radio platform, which is awesome, in January. So I will see you guys there and we get to meet in person. How awesome is that? And I might stare at those blue eyes, Jeff, so be careful.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to keep a close hold on it. Well, thank you so much. Yes, Michelle, thank you so much. And thank you for what you're doing for people out there. This is very important, what she's doing to host and to have a place where people can come and talk about freedom. The next guest coming up, I really appreciated their documentary. If they're out there listening, thank you guys so much for fighting for freedom. And all of us together are going to win this battle, guys. We're not going to lose. They've already lost. They just don't know it yet. So much love to everybody
God
out
wins.
There. And keep hammering. God
all
wins.
All right. And we'll see you guys next week, believe it or not. How awesome is that? We'll have you back on. I'll get that coordinated, and then we're going to throw out some more truth bombs. Thank you guys so much for everything that you're doing, and I'll see you next week.
Boom. All right.
I love it.
Boom.
All right, guys. Have
see
a great week.
Bye-bye.
Oh, awesome, man. I'll tell you, the Men of the Matrix Groove Show, the MG Show. Definitely tune into that. You can head over to the mg.show, I believe is the website. We're going to list them on our must listen to page. So that way you can find them very easily. We're going to have them back on. We're going to make them partners on this platform. We're going to drag them back on the show because we want you to hear, again, the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. And then we're all going to be sticking together. We're all going to come together because that's what it's going to take in order to literally save this country, right? Because we're talking about save my freedom. Go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. Join us. We want to bring together. This is saving freedom, personal, financial, and professional. So we want to bring together people so they can work together. They can buy each other's products and services. They can learn from each other. They can learn about events. They can join each other's groups. We can actually then disperse like, you know, a central message. And then we can have all of this great input. All of these people just gathering in one area. They know where to get the information, where they'll get the shows, the must follow and join groups, the must watch videos like we're going to talk about next here with Chris Burghardt and Nick Searcy. And like, where do we go? What are our take action items? And he mentioned precinct committee man. I'm a precinct committee man only because I saw it on another show. I saw it on the War Room. Now we had Dan Schultz on the show. We had Steve Stern on the show telling you that you need to get involved. You're like, where do I go? If you go to our website, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and once you're there, you'll see that list of all the information, and then you're going to see Take Action. You're going to hang out that Take Action tab, and it's going to show you Become a Precinct Committee Man. Click on that, and it'll get you over to the precinct strategy with Dan Schultz and Steve Stern, and it gives you the step-by-step of what you can do. You're going to pick, again, it's picking up the phone, right? Putting on your common sense caps and picking up your pen and paper. And then we can do all this together, go together, join us, right? That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring everyone together, and we are kicking it into gear because that's the only way this is going to work. That's the only way we're going to get – how do you get the truth out, right? We need to disperse it on social media. You need to have conversation with your friends, your families. You need to share shows like this episode, episode 279. You need to share other shows like the MG Show. And then you also need to share some videos and some documentaries. So here's my segue into this. So, you know, remember January 6th, it's coming up on the anniversary, you know, the shenanigans, the stuff that you've been lied to. Well, thankfully, Chris Burghardt and Nick Searcy, and actually Pastor Dave Scarlett. We've partnered with them to get this movie out there. They the kahunas, they had the courage in order to deliver the truth. So they put together an amazing documentary. So I'm going to give you the intro, right? And then we're going to take it from there. So Chris Burgert and Nick Searcy, the men behind the groundbreaking documentary, Capital Punishment, the movie that reveals to the world the true story of January 6, 2021. Everything that we are being told by the media is a lie. Americans are being persecuted to support that lie. January 6 was years in the making, and a threat to the survival of America as we know it has never been greater. Oh, it can't be more true than that. Nick is an award-winning and a veteran actor of the silver screen and television, and Chris is an award-winning filmmaker. This powerhouse team has created a masterpiece of truth that every American needs to watch. And to help this effort, here's where we come in. We partnered with one of the film's producers, Pastor Dave Scarlett of HisGlory.tv. He was on episode 276. We're talking about this. To offer a 10% discount if you use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, gets the movie down to $8.99. And you're like, Michelle, that's too much money. Well, then get 10 of your friends each and throw in a dollar. You need to watch this movie. And 10% of your total purchase is going to be donated to help the political prisoners who are suffering inhumane conditions in the jail and complete disregard for their God-given human rights. So how about that in order to make some magic and to help these people out there and get the word out about what's going on? So audience, how about a big round of applause for God and country love and faith and freedom fighting, story sharing, truth telling, patriotic pair of film making fellows. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Every day is Christmas, Michelle, every day.
No, is that Chris or is that Nick? Because I'm I don't remember the voice. I did talk to Chris on the phone. Forgive me. Which one? What do we got here?
I would be Chris.
Okay, Chris. All right, yeah. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about you want to talk. Give them a little bit about your background and how you decided to do this. I mean, there's nobody in the a lot of people in the industry don't like anything like this, right? You probably they've been beat up with the past movies that you've done because they don't necessarily like the conservatism. They don't like any of that. And they don't like truth, right? So they're about storytelling and the perception of what they want the stories to be. So tell us about how a little bit about your background and then how you decided to take the plunge to actually do this brave endeavor.
Well, I got blacklisted in Hollywood about 17 years ago when I had done a movie about the border called Border. And it was so bad, people I knew for 20 years wouldn't return my phone calls. And I would have left. My wife and I would have left. And we were going to sell the ranch, move to Texas. And my buddy Andrew Breitbart talked us out of it. And he said, no, we need you here if this is where the fight is. So we stayed in Hollywood. And when I wasn't getting work in Hollywood, I actually got approached by a guy who was running for president to come in and run his strategic media division. And I did. So that took me into politics, and that was quite a wake-up call, seeing how the world really works and how our political the political elite really function. And Nick, my buddy Nick and I, we were he was another outspoken guy in Hollywood that just he had enough. You know, Nick's from a small town in North Carolina, and he's done very well in Hollywood. But he's never changed who he is. He's a hardcore Christian, and he's an honest man. And so he and I started doing projects together. We did some viral videos and commercials for Herman Cain, and then we did a series called Acting School. Last year we did a movie called America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. And when this whole thing came up with January 6th, we were just kind of called to be there. We didn't know we were going until 2 days before. And I called up Nick. He's in Tennessee. I said, dude, we need to be there. We need to document this day in history. So he went. I went. My wife, my daughter went. We were all filming from different aspects just to capture that day in history. And I knew something was horribly wrong as we were walking from the president's speech to the Capitol building. I'd been in Honduras on the ground, and I covered the attempted color revolution down there. And as we're walking down to the Capitol building, I turned to my wife and I said, honey, I got a bad feeling. She goes, what do you mean? I said, look around you. I said, there's no cameras here. There's no CNN. There's no Fox News. You know, there's nobody filming these images of grandparents and families praying and singing. I said, that tells me that these aren't the images they want to push for the agenda, for how they illustrate this day. I have a bad feeling something's going to happen at the end of this march. And just as I said that, Nick called me, and he was already at the Capitol building. And he said, I just watched the Capitol Police move the bicycle racks, and they're letting people into the Capitol building. And the hair stood up in my arms. I got a big pit in my stomach, and I looked at my wife. I said, honey, somebody's going to die today. And we didn't know about Ashley Babbitt and everything else that happened until we got home that night. But everything we saw there, I mean, things just didn't add up that day. There was no counter-protest. First time in 17 years I haven't seen counter-protesters, and that's because they were dressed as MAGA people. They were infiltrating the crowd. We ran into them. They tried to get us to attack the Capitol Police. We said no. I ran into FBI agents on the ground. I said, look, you got bad guys here pretending to be MAGA trying to stir up violence. Can I point them out to you? No, we're okay. Well, do you want to take a report? No, we're good. And so that's how we left that day. And then a few weeks later, we were screening our last movie, and someone said, if you want to do a sequel, what would it be? And I would have said January 6th, because they're stealing that day in history, and they've stolen the government, and it needs to be documented. And they said, okay, and that's how we ended up making this film. And I have to tell you right now, this is the most censored movie in America. The scope that they've gone to from seeing this film is breathtaking. It's not like something I've never experienced, even in my almost 4 years of creating the content for Breitbart. It's just nuts.
Now, would you say, and this is the conversation I had with Pastor Dave Scarlett when he was on the show, the fact that they don't want you to know the truth about January 6th is only part of it. A lot of it has to do with the fact that then you'll kind of figure out how other things happen to just fall into place or transpire, because you'll see a pattern and you'll start putting things together where you're just like, oh, and like we were talking earlier, all of a sudden we were like, oh, so this is the truth. So yet more lies. So I met more misrepresentation for decades. And all of a sudden we're seeing how the sausage is made. So would you say that that's part of the reason too, why they don't want you to know about this?
Yeah, I think that we've been blessed to get this film right. And what the film absolutely does is it drops the scales from people's eyes. We got two great reviews from two left-wing Hollywood publications, CineGuide and True Hollywood. And it's because the film humanizes. It just shows the truth and humanizes. I mean, even if you're a hardcore progressive liberal, when you see 13-year-old Hispanic girl dragged from her bed and thrown into handcuffs as the FBI breaks down the door and storms her suburban house with an armored vehicle and a battering ram, that's just insane. That's third world stuff. That's Venezuela. That's Iraq. That's, you know, Egypt, Ukraine. But it's happening in the United States of America. And when you meet these people and you meet these families, when you see Dr. Simone Gold, how she was arrested, how the FBI broke down her door, they could have called her up and made an appointment. I mean, it's the rule of law has gone out the window. When they see people like Otero County Commissioner in New Mexico, Coy Griffin, who's also the founder of Cowboys for Trump, when they see him praying at the event on January 6th, and then he's arrested for praying at the Capitol, and he's thrown in jail for 3 weeks, in the first 9 days, he's not allowed a phone call to his attorney or his family. 9 days in prison in the United States of America without a call to your attorney?
Crazy.
This is SOP for what's happened on January 6th. I mean, you'll meet the twins, Lorene and Maureen. I mean, they're 74-year-old grandmothers. They went to the Capitol building because the Capitol Police told them they could. They waved them in. So they walked in, looked around, and then they have the FBI show up at their house after a neighbor informs them, turns them in, like they're informing to the Gestapo, and they're told they're going to be suspected. They're going to be told that they're on a domestic terrorist list now. I mean, this is insane. My father was law enforcement. He was a veteran. He was a graduate of the 109th session of the Quantico, Virginia. And I'm sure he is turning over in his grave to see how that agency is being used to persecute for political purposes citizens of this country.
So with all the people that you were interviewing, were you having conversations with, and I haven't seen the movie yet, and I apologize for not doing it. It's just, Jim, I have to make the time to do it because I have to pay attention, right? Because usually what happens when I'm doing work, I have a thing in the background. This is not something where you're going to do background. This is where you need to pay attention because you need to really put the time in, you know, take a little sacrifice, everybody, and watch this because you have to learn. Were you able to talk to any attorneys or even politicians to see why all of this lawlessness or on their parts is happening, where they're not getting their rights respected, or they're not able to contact an attorney, or they're actually in jail when they should be out on bail? And then, of course, the politicians are, there's only a handful, but they don't talk about it all the time. They're talking about it, I guess, maybe when it's appropriate for a camera. I'm not sure because it's not often and consistent enough. So what did you get a chance to talk to anybody at those different levels?
Well, a couple of different things. One, Louis Gohmert is in the movie, and Louis Gohmert, as a former justice and a former judge, he breaks down the false narrative that the whole election fraud had been tried 60 times and there was no evidence brought forth. No, 60 times they wouldn't see the evidence and they wouldn't hear it because evidence had never been brought into discovery, had never been brought into the public domain through the court system, yet they're running with that lie. You'll see we have several generals in the film, General Flynn, General Jerry Boykin, General Thomas McInerney, as well as we have some three-letter national security specialists, and they explain to you how January 6th was years in the making, how America is at war, we've been infiltrated, and this was just one battle in that war. January 6th did not happen by accident.
Elaborate on that a little bit if you can, because I want people to really understand that this was in the works, right? It was planned, and it's part of a bigger picture, if you can. Does it matter?
So
it really matters.
So what happened, so in a color revolution, which is, I was on the ground in Honduras when they tried to do one down there. We've seen these happen in Ukraine. We've seen them happen in Egypt, in Venezuela. You have to have a disputed election, starts with that, and then you have two factions, both infiltrated on the left and the right, going at each other, creates tons amount of chaos, and out of the chaos, they come in and they grab power. So in the United States, and we've seen this all over the world, it's been done in other countries, and now it's just been done to us. And you have on the left, you have Antifa and BLM. On the right, you have groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And you have infiltration from different agencies into both of these organizations. And they work with each other. They create this theater. And out of the, you know, while everybody's watching that and the violence, boom, you have a new regime come in. And that's what we had happen here. I mean, there's too many things, and I wish you'd seen the movie. There's so much that happens in the film that is just fact, that then you see that it is taken as fact by the mainstream media, that it's just false. From Trump's speech calling for violence on the Capitol, we show how they creatively re-edited his speech and took stuff out of context to make that whole narrative go. We show the timeline, how we were all still watching the speech while the initial break-ins were going on. We film and show people changing from black bloc Antifa wardrobe into Trump gear. I mean, it's so many questions should be being asked that aren't being asked right now. I mean, they tried to cast Jacob Chansley, the fellow with a buffalo horn dude, as the QAnon shaman that led a violent racist QAnon insurrection against the Capitol. You know, and then you take a look at some of the people this guy took pictures with that day. Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law, Sergei Debinin, who is a player in the violent Ukrainian revolution in 2014. How does a guy like that get in the United States of America? How does a guy like that just happen in Washington, D.C. on January 6th? And why does he just happen to be taking selfies with the guy the mainstream media is later going to run with as the leader of this bloody insurrection? And then if you take a look at the footage, like you see in the trailer and like you see in the movie, the Buffalo Horn dude, he was escorted into the chambers by Capitol Police. You see the guy walk in with him. It's like they could have told him to turn around and go back. They could have arrested him. They could have done anything. But they escorted him into the chambers. This was political theater. This is political warfare. This was an intelligence operation that was brilliantly executed. It's my personal belief it didn't turn out as good as they wanted it to. I think they wanted 100 dead bodies. I think they wanted a repeat of Ukraine from 2014, and that's what they're going to run with. But the entire operation, it's what in the intelligence services, what they call a captured operation. You have approximately 2 million people come there to show their support for the president, 2 million people to come and to peacefully protest for transparency in the elections. That's what that was all about. Everyone there wanted a 10-day pause just to take a look and make sure that Congress certified the accurate ballot tallies from these disputed states. That was the goal. What happened was, by orchestrating this breach of the Capitol and putting in paid operatives, putting in agent provocateurs, and herding cattle and using the force of the Trump crowd that was coming in and getting some borderline MAGA people to do the wrong, they were able to hijack that operation. That is now called a captured operation. And it's used to go from a good purpose to now it's used as an excuse to demonize and go after all MAGA people, all Trump supporters, and to send a message by going after these people so hard and taking them down with these tactical SWAT units and armored personnel carriers, say, if you question our authority, if you question this regime, if you question the integrity of the election, this is going to happen to you as well. And you'll meet family after family in the movie that they've lost their jobs. Some of them have lost their homes. They're facing criminal charges that they can't possibly afford good legal representation to stand up to the government. This
I just wanted to say that is now in the past year, since this has been going on for a year, it's also extended into people who weren't there, right? You had the letter coming from Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice basically saying that parents that have a problem with the school boards, they're actually domestic terrorists, people who post information about the truth about any category, whether it's the COVID or the election or just things that are common sense. You're censored on social media and you're considered a domestic terrorist. I mean, I can't post anything on Facebook that has to do with a link associated with anything on my website. There's like about 350, 400 pages of links and domain names that I can't, because I'm a community violator. I violate their community of basically demonic messaging, right? So that's a good thing for me, bad thing for them. So, but it's gotten to the point where, as you said, and I think I just had a light bulb come on when you said this. So you were talking about the color revolution, and you said you were on the ground when you were in Honduras. And it begins with a disputed election, and then the left and right are going at each other, and then they grab power. And a lot of people have always said, you know, the color revolution is coming, the red, the green, the blah, blah, blah. The color revolution already happened. It happened. Another layer in it. It was another, you know, check the box for this moment. But when they did it, when the Biden Nazi regime came into office, the color revolution happened. It's not going to happen. It already did. I think that's what people aren't getting their arms around. We're living in it now because we're living under extreme tyranny in every category.
What you have to understand is the reason it worked. One of the big reasons is in the color revolution, you have to have control of the military and you have to have control of the judicial system. The reason it did not work and why the Constitution prevailed in Honduras is because Chief Justice Rivera upheld the arrest of President Mel Zelaya and said, no, he's trying to break against the Constitution. The Constitution is quite clear here. And this entire thing that he's trying to do here to overthrow the government and to keep it going is illegal. In the United States, it was just the opposite. When you had Texas mm-hmm. bring that lawsuit to the Supreme Court, they wouldn't even hear it. So they would have heard it. It would have stopped everything, but they didn't hear it. So, and I hate to say this, but now you're looking at, and you have to ask yourself, is the United States Supreme Court also now a captured operation?
I would say yes. I would say yes. I mean, based on what they've been doing so far. I mean, just if you're looking at, let's just take something that people can really relate to. You got the COVID, right? So you've got these mandates. Mandates are suggestions. They cannot be enforced, but yet people are getting fired from their jobs. They're getting, quote unquote mandating it for kids in schools or for the vaccine passport in cities like Washington, D.C. and New York. You can't get a French fry. Can't sit in a restaurant without having that vaccine passport to show that you have taken this non-vaccine bioweapon and put it into your body, which we know is actually going to disable you or perhaps kill you. It's one of the two. And these things are EUA approved, which means that they can't be mandated. That's what the federal law says. But and it's also against the Nuremberg Code, and it's against the Constitution. So you got three things.
So,
but yet nobody is sticking up for the people. So there, and it's kind of been in the courts there at the Supreme Court and other levels. But yet we're still having this conversation, and they're having another hearing about it, I guess, on the 7th of January, which is this week. So you are correct. I don't we don't have control. They have control of the judiciary system.
Right. Nothing new. This is nothing new. If you know your history, this has been done many times. This is why they've worked so hard to dumb down the United States of America and to destroy our history. Because if you destroy history, then the population loses its identity as a culture, and they repeat mistakes that they otherwise would have learned from or remembered if they knew their history. What you're seeing happen here, as I said before, it's happened in Egypt. It's happened in Ukraine. It's happened in Venezuela, in Nazi Germany when they stormed the Reichstag. Everything we're seeing now has been done before. You come in, you separate, you divide the society, you vilify the other half. You know, in 1930 Germany, it was the Jews. Here, it's mm-hmm. now the unvaccinated. It's the deplorables. It's the MAGA people. And when you go after them and when you depersonify them and you make the other they, now people don't mind when the Constitution is suspended and when the rule of law is not held up equally, because they're going after them. They're going after the Jews. They're going after the unvaccinated. They're going after the MAGA people. And we show this in the film just out of the whole mainstream narrative that's already being played out. And it's definitely all connected. And this is one day when people see this film, this is the power of the film. This is why they're so frightened of this film. This film absolutely destroys the entire January 6th Pelosi narrative of a violent insurrection. And when people see this movie, it's like you said earlier, the scales fall from their eyes and they will begin to question everything. Because even if you only go away with one of the lies knocked down from coming watching this movie, and you can say to yourself, oh my God, if they're lying to me about this, what else are they lying to us about? And that's when the whole wall starts to fall down, because you put a crack in it. And once that scared of the American people getting together and being aware and standing up and saying, you don't scare me anymore, and we're not going to take it. Why didn't they close the churches? Because mm-hmm. the people are full of faith. They don't hold fear. All this stuff is connected. And this is bigger than the movie. Now I'm going beyond the film. I worked the border for 17 years, on and off for 17 years. And we saw on the border, and all the three-letter guys I worked with down there, when the Sinaloa cartel switched from bringing in mostly coke and pot to fentanyl and cheap heroin, that wasn't coming from Guadalajara. That stuff was coming from communist China. That was the CCP using the Sinaloa cartel as their distribution arm to flood the United States with opiates. Now, when you have more people in several states in America dying from heroin overdoses than you do from car accidents, that's asymmetrical warfare. That's war on the United States of America going in and taking us down from the inside out. That's just one small part of what's been going on. This is we have been infiltrated, and this nation has been at war for years. It's just most of America doesn't realize it. And by the time they realize that, oh, you know, there are bad guys trying to get us, it'll be too late. And in the film, you'll meet some very wonderful guys. You'll meet professors from the Naval War College. You'll meet a guy named John Guandolo, who is a Force Recon Marine. He was an elite SWAT team leader for the FBI. He was the FBI's sole liaison for about a year to the U.S. Capitol Police. If anybody knows how to protect VIP congressional leaders and what standard operating procedure is, it's this guy. He was there that day. He was there with other three-letter fellows and military people. He watched the agent provocateurs maneuver through the crowd. He watched as the attack unfolded. And they were calling him out and saying, there's one, there's another, there's a whole cell right there. This guy explains to you in the movie, John Guandolo does, how this was a coup on the United States of America.
I think you made it quite clear. I mean, this just hit me like a ton of bricks. This is so much bigger than just, quote unquote, the insurrection and what was viewed than what you saw. And then obviously the revolution happened. We're living in it. And the first steps for people because we've got to try to fix this, right? And everybody's talking about, what do we do? What kind of action do I take? How do I get involved? But if you don't know where you came from, right? And like you said about history, if you don't know history, you'll be forced to repeat it, right? Because you're not paying attention, basically. You got to know what the information is. It's like anything else. You got to have the knowledge in order to be able to have a conversation with somebody, right? Especially when you're right. And also you need to have the information as to what transpired and how this is just more than that one event where it's just that critical. So you got to start by watching the movie. And then I'm assuming that you're going to provide some, like, take action groups or information. And if not, we'll work with you to get the people that are paying attention, that are watching this, to get them to now have specific take action items, whether it's joining certain groups, which are on our website, or even watching other shows or promoting this, because this is pretty much, I think, the missing puzzle piece that will get the people motivated and get them to say, oh my God, I get it now.
This is, you are so spot on. And we did not know that when we sat down to make the movie. We didn't realize that until we finished the film. And God's plan is always bigger than anything we can imagine. This call to action for this weapon is a silver bullet against the enemy. All we have to do to win this war is to wake enough people up. We are, you know, knowledge is power, and we are in the greatest information war this planet has ever seen. We're in the middle of a psyop, and the way we break out of that is with truth. All we have to do to win this is get enough people standing in the truth and standing without fear. And that's why if 10 listeners on your show, you know, go out and get this film and they get it and then they give it to 10 more people, well, then by this spring, we'll have 70 million people awake and aware. People feel something's wrong. And when they see this film, they go, now I get it. I wasn't crazy. I wasn't paranoid. And here's the names and the players, the bad guys, and this is how they took us down. And we're not going to stand for it. We are not going to take it anymore.
Exactly. And a lot of times, you know, we've been talking about these type of things on the show for a long time. We didn't go deep dive into January 6th because I didn't have the expertise, the knowledge of somebody like yourself come on yet until now, right? But it is sometimes when you hear stuff, or depending on where it comes from, you know, it doesn't seep in, or maybe you're just wondering, they're just kind of, you know, they're talking heads or whatever. You know, this is an actual documentary. You know what I mean? So people can buy it. They can have the DVD. They can watch it online. And you guys, it wasn't just you guys shooting. I just want to kind of let this sink in for people. It wasn't just you with your phone walking around. I mean, you're talking, this is a real production. This is a real movie. And there's really not a lot of opinion in it. It's kind of just based on facts, and you used real footage. So it's not something where you're going to get a lot of, you know, what Chris thinks about it. It is
factual. There's nothing in it. all you're seeing is you're seeing the story told by people that were there that day and what's happened to them since. And what's one of the things you're going to see in this film is guys like Derek Kinnison and Tony Martinez, who've had their lives absolutely turned upside down. They never went in the Capitol building. There's people, and there's a third person we had that also has been arrested and had the FBI come after him. He was never in the Capitol building either. But what do these three guys all have in common? They were either leaders in their church, led security teams. They helped the communities organize against BLM rallies when they were coming in. They helped local businesses board up. And they put together anti-mask and Trump caravans, anti-mask rallies and Trump caravans. This is a purge. This is going after your political enemies and taking them out and just using January 6th as an excuse. And now what you're seeing, now what you're seeing is Nancy Pelosi want to expand the Capitol Police Department and put Capitol Police headquarters in Florida and in California. Why? To go after the rest of the 2 million people that they haven't gotten yet. This is straight out of Nazi Germany. This is like when Hitler came in and got rid of the local police and put in the Gestapo everywhere. That's what the whole defund the police moment has been going on. And I believe that their plans haven't been going as well as they wanted. I believe they wanted militia groups out in the streets fighting against BLM and Antifa, you know, during the burning in the summers. And that didn't happen. I think that screwed them up. And again, like I said, I think they expected much more violence. They wanted a bloody insurrection at the Capitol building. But even with all their agent provocateurs that they stuck in there, it still didn't happen.
Yeah, I think they love visuals, right? They love the violence. They love the visuals. So they wanted that. They definitely wanted more deaths to happen at Capitol 6 because it would have been better for their narrative, for their message. I want to read this quote real quick because I think it's important for this to sink in for people. Because we're talking about the color revolution already happened. We're living in a tyrannical country. You think we're at socialism. It's not. It's past that point, right? Because look at what's going on. There is, I think there's like, 500, 600 people still in the jail, or there's different jails for dealing with January 6th. You just mentioned a couple guys here. They weren't in the building. So obviously that's not enough for them. So you were on the grounds, which are outside. So all of a sudden now you're arrested, but it's because they were leaders in church. They were organizing groups. They were saying, hell no, I'm not wearing a mask. And then Nancy wants to expand this to go get the rest of the people that are out there. The ones that we were talking about now, you know, like parents that are saying, we don't want CRT and we don't want all of this insanity taught in our schools. And all of a sudden then, the people that are like the disinformation dozen, which it's not, it's a lot more than a dozen, which it's not disinformation. When you're talking about the COVID stuff and the censorship we are all domestic terrorists. I mean, you and I have been declared a domestic terrorist, Chris, but here's the thing that people need. And I know they're busy working and I know they're busy doing all their things and taking kids to soccer practice and doing whatever it is. And just finally got through the holidays and all the baking and whatever. And I get that you have all that stuff going on, but this is a time where you kind of need to pay attention. You need to stand up. You need to show up. Watch the movie, because I'm going to read a quote, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Again, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, because they're going to turn on the juice here, I think, of what everything that's coming down the pike. First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Do you want to comment on that, Chris? Because I think it's important, and it starts with watching this movie, Capital Punishment.
It, who is it? Is that Pastor Niemöller that said that quote?
Martin Niemöller, yeah. However you pronounce the last name, yeah.
Yep. He was a pretty amazing man. He actually could have stayed in America and been safe, but he went back to Germany to try to help and stay and speak up for Christ. So you see that in the film. There's a fellow in our movie, Evan Sayed, he's an author, and he basically lays out, you know, how you take over a culture. You start by taking over the narrative, and how you invert words to completely change them 100%, like justice.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, you know, law being applied equal to everyone. But then you put in the quantifier before it, social justice, and now you've changed the meaning of the word 100%. Or the same thing with, you know, there's correctness, but you put political correctness before it, now you've changed the meaning of that word 180 degrees. So what Evan says in the movie is, like, you have to understand, you've seen the people, what's being done to your fellow Americans now. And you may say, oh, that's just those people. That's just those conservatives. That's just those Christians. That's just those MAGA deplorables. But you have to understand that in the end, they will come for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Every revolution was happening right now, right here. And you also see in the film, critical race theory is something that the enemies of the United States have been trying to put into us for the last 60 years. And it's just now.
They just changed the name of it. They just changed names.
No, they actually called it critical race theory.
Oh, they did. They did. I was unaware of that.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. This is
strong on that one, I guess they are.
No, the enemies of America was trying to start race riots in the United States for 60 years. This is nothing new. It's just they've gotten better and more organized at it because what they've done is they've changed the culture. You know, you look what they've done to our universities. You look what they've done to our media. You know, they used to be. You know, I'm assuming you're close to my age. You sound like you're a little bit younger, but in our generation, communism was a bad thing and capitalism, free enterprise was a good thing. Well, kids going through college now, they don't believe that. It's just the opposite. That doesn't happen by accident. That's been a psychological operation being waged on the citizens of the United States of America for decades, and now it's coming to fruition. The entire thing that you saw on January 6th was a psychological operation to capture that event that was run with military precision at the highest levels.
Yeah, and to date myself, I am 48. I was born in 73. So, we didn't – we were still under communism. We were sort of, you know, Reagan was president in 80, right? I was 7. So yeah, you're totally right on, and I think that is the most important takeaway from this conversation today is that this movie is so much more than one singular event, January 6th, what they call the insurrection, which nobody had any weapons. So it always makes me go, wait, what? Nobody had any weapons, but there was a huge insurrection. But again, you laid it out beautifully, Chris. I'm excited to watch the movie. I'm going to do that probably tonight, and I'm going to make that commitment, and I encourage others to make the commitment too and share the movie, share the information. We're going to push this out there. And again, you can use the promo code HOME. You get a 10% discount because we have partnered with Pastor Dave Scarlett at hisglory.tv. So you go to hisglory.tv, put in promo code HOME. You'll get a 10% discount on the movie. And 10% of your purchase is going to be donated to the political prisoners. So there's a couple different groups that we're talking to, and we're going to make sure that they can get that, whether it's for attorneys or for, I don't know, supplies, you know, however it works in these things, where whatever they need, we're going to be able to do that. So not only are you going to help these people that are getting literally hosed and persecuted unjustly and treated like animals get treated better, that people at Gitmo get treated better. I'm sure that I can only imagine from just the stories that I've heard in some of the interviews of people that have called in from prison. And this should not be happening because, again, it's a matter of time. They're going to come for you for something, right? So we've got to end this. Go to hisglory.tv. And of course, it's going to be on our website. Chris, is there anything else that you want to share? I mean, you've stayed longer than you said you would, and I appreciate that. But I just think for me, the light bulb went on, and I think that is something that we need to push out there because once more people listen just to this particular interview, that same light bulb is going to click on for them too.
See the movie? And if you don't think that what's being done to your fellow Americans should be being done in the United States of America, then tell your friends and don't be afraid. That's the biggest gift we can give America is do not be afraid. You just need to stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, because we've given them enough. and we've not pushed back, and they're just going to keep taking more. And at this point, the next step is even going to be more dangerous on what they're going to take, because that's just what's coming. So, Chris, incredible that you did this. You had the courage to do it, and Nick couldn't have joined us today, but that's okay. I don't think that you guys should stop promoting this just because it's, say, the one-year mark, or maybe in movie world, I'm sure they say, yeah, we do a whole big push for 30 or 60, 90 days, and then we're done. This is something that just needs to keep going on, because it's not a movie. It is something bigger than that. It explains everything. So, you're going to constantly have to just start going on shows and plugging this. And we're going to help you with that campaign too, because I want to get this out to more people. I want to get more influencer involved. I want to get more of the groups that are involved, the people that have big, big audiences. And then that's how we do it. We give the people the tools, and it's kind of easy when they watch it, right? Because people have an attention span of a goldfish, 8 to 9 seconds. So we give them a movie, and we say, watch this movie, and now here's what else is what you're going to do. And we have a chance to do this, because in 2022, it's all about all of us to gather together, have the information, and then also do something and then take action to then, again, save my freedom, which is all about personal, financial, and professional freedom. So, Chris, thank you so much for doing this, and I'll reach out to you and tell you kind of what we have in store here, and we're gonna get this big, because people need to see what this is all about. And again, it's so much bigger than one event on January 6th.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on your show. And you just have a wonderful and blessed 2022.
You too. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
You know that I didn't put this together. I didn't put this together until as he was talking and explaining it. So I'm thinking, if I'm kind of into this world 24/7, whether it's something like this. I didn't really focus too much on the January 6th thing, right? Because I didn't have enough information, knowledge, and specifics to talk to somebody, like I said, a professional like this, somebody who's in it, who saw it, who was there. From the COVID to the tyranny to the election fraud to all that laundry list of stuff. But I'm listening to these shows. I'm having these people on my show all the time. And I've gone on so many shows where we've talked about these things too. And I didn't put it together. I did not put it together till just now. That means there's probably a lot of other people who are busy doing everything else that don't even pay attention to it at the level where I'm listening and learning, but they didn't get it either. Okay, so it makes sense now. But we've got the tools. Okay, and so here's the thing. You're going to go to hisglory.tv. You're going to get the movie. And you're going to use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You're going to get 10% discount. 10% is then going to go to these prisoners directly. All right. We're going to start this campaign. I thought of it the other day, and I haven't had a chance to expand on it yet, but now this has kind of given me the fuel, the inspiration to take it to the next level. So we're going to work with those guys. We're working with Pastor Dave Scarlett. So we've got the discount. We got the financial incentive going to the peeps. And now we need to push it out there. We need to get it out there, because it's going to make all the sense. And then people might actually go and get pissed. What happens when people get pissed? And we've talked about this before in the show. People do things to take control and make a change. You can't get mad. You can't get upset. Nothing happens when you get mad or upset. Yeah, I was mad. Yeah, I was upset. You get pissed. That's when things change. That's when I've had it. I've had enough. That's it. I've had it. I am pissed. And that's when you're like, grab your coat. Let's go. Game on. That's what needs to happen. I think that's what will happen when you watch the movie. Not enough people are pissed yet. I talked about this for a year. Not enough people are pissed. But, all right. Anyway, so I'm not going to dwell on it too much. It's 2:22. I need to wrap it up. So I'm going to also put that on the menu, right? Our menu, our soup de jour, our menu. If you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, it'll have a link on there in order to purchase the movie. You can do the DVD, or you could just do it online and gather some friends, watch it together. And then I want you to join our Save My Freedom movement. Okay, Save My Freedom movement. It's all about saving my freedom, like your freedom, your personal, your professional, and your financial freedom. Okay. This was a great, incredible show to plug that and also kick off the year, because it's all about take action, BLC, take action, business, life, and community. The three legs of the stool of humanity, business, life, and community. And 1-1 is a little wobbly, then they're all out of balance, right? So you need to have a little bit of balance for all three of them. So we want you to join the Save My Freedom movement, savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. You can text ACTION. The number is 91776. And it is a community. You're going to be able to promote yourself, your business, your events. We want to be able to do that. We want to promote groups. We want people to know who are the groups you need to join. And who are the people that are actually giving us the message that matter? You know, the people you need to know about. Where's their shows? Where is these platforms like BrightTion.tv, Frank Speech, and the MG show from today, right? And then some of these amazing people have podcasts that were on our show. Let's just see Jeremy podcast, Sophie podcast, Chris podcast, Marston group, Jairus needs his podcast. But anyway, these people have messages that matter. You know, these are the people that you need to know about. Well, Michelle, how do I keep track of this? Well, I'm crazy enough to do it. So just join us, because I'm doing all the heavy lifting. I'm putting all this information into our Save My Freedom movement, which is really our platform, the Patriotic Purpose Shift and Resource Platform, Everything Home, because everything is here, right? All these resources, they're all on the website. And then we're getting that redone. It just takes a little bit of time, so it's going to be really easy to navigate through. But it's got your COVID information. It's got all the COVID episodes from all the incredible doctors and experts and common sense cap-wearing people that are telling you the truth, the media that you needed to pay attention to, because you got to turn off that junk on TV, the mainstream, Fox, Newsmax, Newsweek, Newsmax. I get them confused. One's that stupid magazine. One's the Rhino-ish show. Mm-hmm. And then you need to find the alternative sources, right? All these shows that are on BrightTion.tv, which will be on starting on in January on Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. We're going to be on for an hour video show. I know, I got to get ready, hair and makeup, and you know how I feel about that. Over at Frank Speech, you got all this stuff. You got this incredible stuff. We're going to bring all these people together. All this information literally is on the website. Like, they must follow and join groups and people. It's right there. We're telling you who are the peeps that are on our team. So could you imagine if we got all these people together and they started supporting one another, they started sharing each other information, they started joining each other's groups, they started buying and selling each other's products and services, the big bad people, they would not have the money and the resources to take us down and to cause the problems. Remember, we're going to fund freedom. We got to fund the people. We want to work with like-minded people. Well, how do you do that? Well, we got to know where everybody is. So come join us. You can join our Facebook group. Ugh, you know, I don't like the Facebook, but that's where people are. And you're going to post in there, what do you do? What do you got to sell me? And why should I like you so much? Because you're on the same page. Great, because I'd rather use you than a demon in a group like an Amazon. I don't want to buy anything on Amazon. Try to start supporting your small businesses, but you got to know who they are and where they are. We're bringing them to you, all part of the Save My Freedom movement on our platform, Everything Home. So go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. You can join the Facebook group. It's part of the Save My Freedom movement, right? So we've got the Clout Hub group that we're just getting off the ground. And we've got the Clubhouse group where you can go there, because we want it to be interactive. We're going to be doing live events, right? Because we want people to get to know each other. Be friends. It's all about being friends. And don't forget about your collaboration calls. Collaboration calls, pick up the phone, people. Find out who's going to be your friend in business and in community and in your personal life this year. Find out who they are. And then start going deeper into that relationship. Remember, if you picked 10 people and you said, here's kind of what I'm thinking, and you wanted to kind of get a little bit deeper relationship in all different of those avenues, and you have the conversations, who do you know? What's going on? How can we work together? How can we support each other? Let's collaborate. And then each of those people got 10 people. Now you got 100 awesome people, like-minded people. They're all on the same page. You think you're going to pick up some business from that, those 10 people that know those 10 people? And then you're saying, well, Michelle, I don't have time to put a group together. Just bring them to us. Bring them to us, because then I can do this with 10 people, and those people are doing with 10 people, and then you do it with 10 people, and those people do it with 10 people, and you bring them all to the Save My Freedom movement, right? SaveMyFreedom.us, SaveMyFreedom.us, And now how, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And then that's how we make change. That's how we do it the right way. That's how you get this country back, because we're still going in the wrong direction, peeps. And it's going to get hairy, scary. Just listen to the interview we did with the MG guys, right? Jeff and the Shady. You know, that's you might want to listen to that again. That was at the 1 hour mark, right? So listen to that. Listen to the whole show again. And please share this show, share this platform, share all of these resources with your friends, your family, your colleagues, your customers, your clients. Literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content, 279 episodes, 310 partners, right, which is past guests and current guests and future guests, 747 live segments, not including this show. And you need to listen only because you don't have to pay for it. It is free. That's what I'm asking you. Just try it for free. The incredible information. All of the guests today, literally, just, I don't like that word literally. I got to stop using that. I got to watch my language, as we were talking about. Language matters. Words matter. Definitions matter. Really does. So let's do that. We're going to watch our language. We're going to use the right words. We're not going to call it a vaccine anymore, because it's not. It's a non-vaccine bioweapon. Hello, right? Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Go ahead and listen to COVID Karen Kingston, the Queen of Slides and Vaccine Vixen, episode 278. She's going to tell you all about it, right? And so many other incredible experts. Real quick, there's so much to share. But anyway, we went through everything for the most part on the thing to the thing. This is not a thing, right? Words matter. Messages matter. So let's all be very cognizant. Is that the right word? I got to work on my vocabulary. That's probably what I got to do. Maybe pick out a dictionary. So watch what we say. Use the right words. Stand strong with those words. Don't let the left or even the rhinos or even the quote-unquote experts hijack the words, the language, because then people are going to, they buy into that, right? No. Correct them. Our job as people who get it, the common sense wearing, cap wearing people, whether they're leaders, whether they have shows or just a regular person, your job is to use the right words and correct other people. I do it on the television all the time. Sitting next to me watching TV is probably not a pleasant thing, because as they're saying what they're saying, I'm like, it's not a vaccine, it's a non-vaccine bioweapon. And no matter what comes out of the talking head's mouth, I will go ahead and just yell out the correction. Or I'm like, not true, lie. Mm. So that's what you need to do. Just do that, right? Because then that changes conversation. That changes and it delivers the truth, okay? So, that is, let me just tell you some upcoming guests, and then we're going to exit at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time. So on Monday, the 10th, Laura Loomer is going to be on. Clay Clark is going to be on. Brandon House is going to be on. Brandon House, a Frank Speech and Worldview Weekend. Oh, I've been following this guy for like two and a half years. I found him somehow on Twitter back in 2019, and oh my God, this is pretty much one of the smartest guys I've ever seen and listen to in the media world. And then I started listening to him even more. And then he merged and partnered with Mike Lindell and Frank Speech. And it's just been, the amount of information that I learned from his show is just unbelievable. FrankSpeech.com, you can go check that out. And then on the 17th, Mike Adams, my buddy, the guy who brought me into this world, you know, my fake boyfriend for 4 months. I found out he was married, and I went like, you know, the lady that they always show when they talk about Trump, which she's got a little pink hat on, that left lunatic, when she just goes, no, that was me. I was listening, and listening to Mike Adams, who's been my boyfriend for 4 months, my virtual boyfriend, right? I've learned all this stuff. I learned all about the Freedom, the Health Ranger. I've learned about all these amazing shows, these people. I found my tribe. I found my peeps, and I'm listening, and I'm working, and the four words that a woman never wants to hear, ever. Those four words, my wife and I. And it was like in slow motion. So he goes, my wife and I. And I went, no! Yeah, my virtual boyfriend broke up with me. He was cheating on me for 30 years with his wife. Had no idea. Anyway, Mike Adams will be on. And I met him in Tulsa. He was so kind. He was Nice guy. When I told him the story, I was like, no, not a stalker. Don't worry about it. I had to disclose that I wasn't a stalker. He actually found it funny. And Annie Cyrus is going to follow him at the 130 mark. And then Brigitte Hofferler. I got to get the name right. Hofferler. Forgive me, Brigitte. Brigitte on the 24th. And then we're going to load this up. We're going to load up this lineup. We're going to load up the lineup because it's time that everybody steps it up to the plate, whether it's your business, your life, your community, action, showing up at events, joining groups. This is it, guys. This is Showtime. You know, the movie Showtime with Eddie Murphy. It's a great movie. Rene Russo. Yeah. Eddie Murphy, Showtime. It is Showtime, people. Okay? So it is time. It's time for Showtime. It's time to show up. It is time to stand up. It is time to speak up. It is time to take action. And it is time to commit. Because when you commit, everything changes. And that's what I'm doing. But I'm going to really commit hardcore now. Boom. Once you say it out loud, it becomes more real, right? And there's a lot of people that I've talked to over the past 30, 45 days that they need a little reminder. It's time for them to commit too. Because either you commit and you're all in or don't bother. Because doing things half-assed is so 2021, okay? Doing half-assed is 2021. So do you want to be all 2021 or do you want to be 2022? You want to be 2.0, right? So I am Michelle Swinnick 2.0. And my challenge to everybody that's listening and my guests that I've had on the show, right? My partners, my peeps. You need to be 2.0. Step up to the plate in all the capacities, business, life, community, take action, BLC. It is time to step up to the plate. The time is now. Why? We don't got a lot of time left. There's so many forces at work, demons, nefarious characters, people in leadership positions that have control of stuff. So they're coming. It's all happening. Bad stuff, but that's all right. We're going to be prepared. We're going to be prepared, and we're going to be doing all these great, amazing things. And you're going to got to throw in the business, right? Because you got to make some more money. You want to meet some cool peeps, right? So anyway, it is time that everybody graduates to the version of yourself 2.0. That is immediately what everybody wants, and make that commitment, and it will happen. And I'm talking to a certain person who they know who they are if they're listening. 2.0. If you didn't start it January 1st, you need to start it now. And that's for everybody. Time to show up. It is time to stand up. It is time to speak up. It's time to show your true personality. Right, we're talking with Jairus about your true personality coming through on that video. What do you have to lose? Somebody doesn't like you, then you get a new friend, okay? Who cares? Somebody says, oh, that's a little much. Well, you're not dropping F-bombs, right? So what is it too much? The truth? You don't like the way that I roll? You don't like the way that I do my biz? That's all right. Then don't work with me. Don't listen to my show. Don't follow me on social media. Don't be my friend. That's all right. There's other people out there, right? So think of it that way, right? You're not coming guns a-blazing, right? But you are actually, just be yourself. Show your personality. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Whether it's in just conversations, social media, video making, posting. What did I say, posting twice? Podcasting, whatever. Oh, the other thing, one other word of advice, and then we're wrapping it up, is 2:37. I know I say this, it's just like Joan Rivers says every time she starts doing the show, and then she's all right, I'm going to start the show in a minute, in 20 minutes. And she's like, I'm going to do the show here in 20 minutes, which is another 20 minutes, hour into the show. Don't worry, I'm going to get it started soon. It's just the opposite. I would say I'm going to end it. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, it was so profound that I forgot it. Yeah. Well, I have this Joe Biden memory issue. Like literally my short-term memory is shot. You know, I can walk into a room and forget why I was there. I mean, I know where I am, but I forget where they're. But I know my phone number from when I was young, right? It was 201-526-7237 and 526-2216. I think that was our first phone number. I remember that, but literally I just forgot what I was saying. Or I walk into a room and I'm like, why am I here? I pulled a Biden, right? So I pulled Biden. What are you going to do? That just means it's a sign. God is saying, Michelle, wrap it up. Wrap it up. The show is over. As my dad used to say, the day is over. He would go out onto the deck, and the kids were all scattered throughout the yards playing, because that's what we did. We didn't go inside. We weren't doing anything inside ever. We were always outside playing, using our creativity, breathing the fresh air. Probably wise. I never get sick. Knock on wood. No, that's not the three-letter agency coming to pick me up, people. No black Suburbans here. Well, yet. I remember I said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So, yeah, he used to say the day is, oh, and then go and announce, because he'd have to try to wrangle us in, right? Because we're out there having a great time, and it's time to go night-night because you're a little kid. The day is over. It's like, the show is over, but it is time, a showtime, everybody. That's for you. Start showing up, speaking up, standing up. It's time to show up, show up, show up. So, real quick, one other thing that I wanted to mention. Make sure you go over to our marketplace tab, right? If you go to the marketplace, if you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, you'll see marketplace. I want you to go check out Dr. Zeb Zelenka's immune boosting supplements. This has all of the things that you need, the zinc, the quercetin, the vitamin D, to fight the COVID, right? You got to fight the COVID. If you use promo code HOME, you get 5% off. You get free shipping. It's only $52.50 for a 30-day supply. I priced them out. Excuse me, separately, they cost twice as much money. Get on those so at least you can build your immune system. Listen to these shows so you can build your brain. And it gives you the tools to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. But we got to get healthy. And I was supposed to start exercising on the first. I did not. I was supposed to do it on the second. I did not. Because these shows take a lot of time. I was trying to do all this stuff. I'm trying to collaborate. I'm trying to bring you the information. So as we were talking with Sophie, that I'm not doing the physical fitness, which I need to. I need to do that, and I'm going to actually do it today. Oh, my God. You know I say these things, but I'm really going to do it this today. I'm not going to go for a bike ride, no. I'm going to do something in the house, like maybe a sit-up. I've got the Suzanne Summers Thigh Master, so I'm going to do something like that. I think I'm going to do some sit-ups. We're going to work on the core. I'm going to work on the core. But anyway, go check out the marketplace. Get this immune-boosting supplements. You need it. You need it. You need it. Because you don't need to get sick. You're not going to get the Omicron, OMG, OMG. You're not going to get that in the COVID. If you have that, you're just building your immune system, right? Just it's because you're going to get a cold or the flu or any of that. And I'm sitting there thinking, when was the last time I was sick? 2010. I tracked it back. I was thinking about the other day. I was making juice, of all things. I got the oranges and I got the lemons from the yard. And I made juice on Saturday, right? And I was thinking, when was the last time I was sick? 2010. I mean, that's cold. Anything. 2010. All right. So let's focus on the boost the immune system. Let's focus on getting healthy. And then we are going to build, we are going to take action in our business, our life, and our community. So go check out the marketplace tab. The reason why it's awesome, or check out the mention of the marketplace once you're over there, or once you're on our website, on our main website. You're always going to hang under the Take Action tab. That's where all of the different website resources are all there that you need to check out. It's a long list, right? So it's going to take you a few minutes. This is going to see what's there. Because you never have to use Google again. Remember, stranger danger. We've been told our whole lives, never you talk to strangers. But whenever we need a product or a service, or we want content, or we want information, what do? We use Google, and we find a stranger. And then we look at their reviews. Why would you do that? Why would you go with a stranger? You don't need a stranger. Stranger is danger. You need to go with the people that you already know. Again, this is a great starting point. Here, all of these great, incredible guests that we've had on the show, our partners, you can learn about them, right? You can listen to what they have to say, as opposed to what, a website where you don't understand what these people do, or you're looking for reviews. Right, who's the guy that's writing a review? Oh, I'm sure it's a bot or a troll, right? Or you get your friends to write a review. So then how do you know it's any good? So why don't you just start using the people that are connected in an incredible, trustworthy network like this. So you can listen to the people, and then you're like, oh, Michelle, I don't want a one-hit wonder. Well, most of the people that come on the show are not one-hit wonders. They come on again because they're like-minded, and they want to get that information out there. And then you get to learn about them. And then you can go to the website, and you can call them. You can do all that amazing stuff. You're going to just, you know, you just follow these people. But anyway, 2:42. I'm wrapping it up. I promise I'm wrapping it up. So go over, and I want you to check out the marketplace. This is the marketplace. There's 57 different well-known websites and brands. Some of them are small businesses. Some are the names that you, a lot of them are names that you know, right? And then you're going to, when you buy products and services there, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to help groups that are supporting vets, pets, and freedom. We added the freedom because that's a big one. They're the ones who get no money, right? Any of these freedom groups, real freedom groups. not the foundations with the pearl clutchers. I'm talking about the real ones that are doing the work, you know, that are actually going to the rallies, that are coordinating events, that are putting on a, shall I say, war paint, because they're making a poster, okay? So go check that out. Go check that out. One, some of the groups like Warriors for Ranchers, Mike Miller's group, Marissa Hamilton's group, EZAZ.org. That's just two off the top of my head. Tammy Garl Lenan has got our group on there. But anyway, we're going to be seeing a lot more of them. These are all partners on our platform, people that come on often. So we want to be able to financially support them. But you don't have to make a donation. That's the beauty of this. You're just going to buy products and services that you normally do. We just put it all in one location. It's called community-powered philanthropy, right? So that when you go to our website on the Marketplace tab, you will see all of these amazing different products and resources, our products and services. You never pay more than if you went to the website directly and usually get extra discounts. Why would you not go there? And then money gets donated to these groups. So everybody wins. Everybody wins. There's patriotic gear on there. Steve Stearns, the flag shirt company's on there. There is, Mike Lindell, if you use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, most of the promo codes are HOME, right? So you can go on there and the MyPillow, up to 66% off, buy one, get one free, all the stuff that you normally hear. But then 20% of the total purchase is donated to these groups. So, yes, use the promo code HOME. Go buy some stuff. Go buy some gear. Patriotic gear. You've got health stuff in there. You've got Omaha Steaks. You want some food, right? You want to buy a jersey. You know, I'm not a big fan of a lot of these big sports groups, right? These, you know, like the NFL, the MLB, the NBA. But if you must go get that jersey, at least if you use our marketplace and you go through us, for the official gear, right? I think they're 4%. 4% gets donated back, which defeats what they want. So again, that we're just trying to get more people involved, and that way we can get them rocking and rolling, right? That's all we're trying to do, is help support the groups, get you discounts, and put everything in one location. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, everything home about us. So go check that out. We've got amazing guests coming up. We're going to be over at the event, the Clay Clark event. If you want to go get tickets for that, I'm going to put it on the soup du jour list, the menu. And that way you can get 10% off if you use promo code HOME. And they also, keep in mind, if it's something, whatever the cost is, and if it's something too much, just throw a number at them and they'll be cool with it. They'd rather have more people there than not. And if because it's all about the messaging, it's about taking action. It's all getting people to gather in one location. That is January 14th and 15th. That is at Dream City Church here in Phoenix. We're going to be in the media booth. We're going to be at the Brighteon.tv booth because my show is starting sometime in January. And I'll have more information later this week. This Saturday is our big precinct committee man, county meeting, Mara Corruption County, where we're going to be electing officials, right? And Patty Porter is running for member at large because we need to get patriotic people in the way to get rid of these rhinos that are literally all over the state of Arizona. It's like McCain rhino country. So you can listen to Patty kind of give you the inside scoop on all that and what's going on. And then this is good for anybody, even if you're not a precinct committeeman, you need to know these are the people that are in charge of our party. And then that's why nothing's happening. The Arizona audit, there's nothing happening. Gee, I wonder why. Okay, there's lots of reasons why there's a lot of stuff happening. It's by design, people. It's by design. So no more. Hell no, no more. That's episode 277 from last week. So listen to that. Patty comes on at the 2-hour mark. 2-hour mark? Yeah, 2 p.m. So 2 p.m. Mountain Time. All right, it's 247. 247, we are wrapping it up. So I think I covered everything and then some. And I apologize for going long, but it's just a lot of information. And it's a lot of information. Literally, it's not me talking head. It's not me giving opining, right? We don't opine. Oh, I do give my opinion a little bit. But it literally, it's the incredible tools and information. An incredible guest today. Wow, way to kick off 2022. And I'm inspired. I am inspired. I'm inspired to take action. I'm going to do it today. I mean, I do it every day. But I really am going to do it today. I need to focus. And I'm going to listen to this show again. Of course I am. That's what I do. That's what I, gosh. Anyway, 248. And please follow us on social media. We're going to get some people working on the social media. We're going to take this to the next level, hopefully very, very soon. So follow us on social media, like and share and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast player. Again, it's a live show now, but it turns into a podcast, 25 platforms. So whichever one you're on, Everything Home, and all that information, all those links, all of that stuff. Oh, the newsletter. Okay, do that. Join the newsletter because the censorship is crazy. I'm 5,000 friends. 3 people see my posts because it's all about censorship. They don't want it. That's why we're over on the Getter now. Getter. We are verified on Getter. And we are working on, we got to get the numbers up so then we can go live on the Getter. So follow us on Getter. All of that information, everythinghomeaboutus.com. It'll show you all of them there. And it'll say social media. Click here and it gives you all the social media links. And yeah, we're going to be really starting to get really active on that because the Twitter is it's a disgrace. So, you know, I'm not going to post on there. Why waste? Well, no, dude, you got to do both. You got to do both until you transition and get the audience there. So we'll work both. But again, grow with us. Join us. We will share your stuff. You share our stuff. We grow together and we get rid of these horrible, demonic, evil platforms. I just kick the truth sellers off of the deal. Like the guys over at MG Show, they don't have Facebook. They got kicked off that long time ago. But yeah, we're just heavily censored on it. We can't share any of our websites, the website pages, domain names. You know, there's only about 400 of them that I have. Well, what's that, right? Can't even do everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. It says no, you're against the community standards that I'm looking at right now, live streaming for YouTube, and it says this channel is not in good standing. Oh, that's so bad. You are not in good standing, Michelle, with YouTube's policies. And apparently their policies are anti-truth, anti-facts. So I am not in good standing, and many people are not. So again, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear, false evidence appearing real. The ship has sailed. Adios, amigos of 2021. 2022 is all about taking action, showing up, collaborating, and being 2.0. Be the 2.0 of YOU. How about that? Be the 2.0 of YOU. So that's all we had. That's all she wrote, boys and girls. That's all she wrote. So that is it. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. This Saturday at the event, my birthday is January 8th. It is Saturday. I'll be 49. It's the last year of the 4 before we hit the 5. That's a sick thought, crazy thought, but that's why I'm going to make this year literally the best year. I think we're all now moving into the third leg of the Triple Crown, And, yeah, I think what that means is this is it, guys. You're gonna show up. This is the third leg of the Triple Crown. This is the next chapter of the best chapter of the rest of your life, and it started on Saturday. That's the way I'm looking at it, and that's the way that I'm gonna talk about it, and that's the way I'm gonna start doing. So join us again. SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. Join us. Join us, and we're just roping up everybody in. That's what we're gonna do. That's how we're going to make this work. So that's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. So tune in. Tune in again on Monday. Monday, big show, 12 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, and 3 special guests in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, Laura Loomer, Clay Clark, and Brandon House. Wow, that's one hell of a lineup. Yeah, woo. Remember, you need to renew your faith. We got to restore this republic. And once you commit, everything changes. Yeah, put on that common sense cap. Hope you didn't take it off. It's still on. And you need to encourage others to put them on. Leave them on all day, sleep in them. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. And I want you to become a super spreader of courage, freedom, and common sense. So join us. Remember, those who stand for nothing fall for everything. And it really is a political propaganda pandemic. A special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information and their episodes are listed on our website and their own shows. They're all there. It is literally the ultimate resource platform. Just go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. Jump on our train. Join us. There's no reason to fly solo. And don't forget to buy the movie. Go to hisglory.tv. Use promo code HOME. Get a 10% discount. 10% goes to the prisoners. And let's turn this ship around. Color revolution has already happened. We got to do something to get back what we can. Because it's only going to get hairier. It's going to get scarier if we do nothing. I think you're awake. If you are, awesome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in there. And go take action on what we shared today. Listen to this show. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your contacts. Everything, literally everything is here that you need. It's right at your fingertips. And we're there to help you. We want to introduce you to a whole bunch of new friends. And we want everybody working together. We want everybody supporting each other. It's very simple. It's very simple. We just want you. We want to make you more money. We want your group to be successful. We want your messages to be heard by the masses. How do you do that? Join us. SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. I'm telling you, make it a great day because you deserve it. And I didn't have time to put in all my ending stuff, so bear with me while I scroll. Bear with me while I scroll. All right, guys. Monday, 12 p.m. Mountain Time. Big show. Really big show. And go check out all this incredible information and go to the event. Join us at the event next Friday and Saturday. Clay Clark Reawaken. It's going to be crazy. Oh, yeah. I get to see all my friends that I have missed. Some I've met in person, some I have not yet. I'm excited. So we'll talk about that more on Monday. That's all we got. That's all she wrote. I don't know who she is. I don't know why she writes so much. But that's what I'm saying. All she wrote. Here you go. Out of here. Go listen to some shows. Listen to this show again. Literally. Make the decision. Step up to the plate. Be yourself. But the 2.0 version. Because the other one is so 2021. It is 2022. Let's do this. Let's do it together.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off. Thank you.